In October of 2016, WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, over 20,000 pages of private emails from White House Chief of Staff John Podesta. This is the best example of an October surprise in our lifetimes. The Podesta emails opened the minds of millions to the fact that torturing children is a sort of sacrament to the vile creatures in control of our government. This 2016 October surprise became known as Pizzagate, and it was a deciding factor in many people voting against Hillary Clinton. Just as the Sean Combs child rape stories are dominating the public discourse, Hillary Clinton predicts an October surprise that will smear Kamala Harris, comparing it to Pizzagate.
What is something you see happening in the near future that we should be taking more seriously?
I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them. And so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
It sounds like she is referring to the Sean Combs case, where hundreds of victims have already come forward, including dozens who were children at the time, and revealed that drugging and raping people in front of a crowd of famous people was a ritual event of the P. Diddy party.
Typically, the victim is lured into a situation where he or she is given a drink. Typically, that drink, reported by these victims, is apparently laced with something. Once that drink takes effect, the perpetrators perform all kinds of sexual acts on the victims, many times passing him or her around as other people watch and enjoy the show, and then leave the victim ashamed, confused, injured, and wondering what happened. The day will come when we will name names other than Sean Combs, and there's a lot of names. Anyone, of course, who engaged in the assault or exploitation, anyone who participated in such in any way, anyone who encouraged or facilitated this conduct, anyone who was in the room and watched it happen but made no effort to stop it, any venue or venue owner who was aware of what was going on but failed to stop it, any individual or entity who knew about the conduct and benefited from it, but did nothing to report it or stop it, and any individual or entity who covered it up or helped cover it up. I would expect there are many people out there right now who are desperately searching their memories as they delete their texts and data.
Without knowing the target, remote viewers, the Future Forecasting Group, was assigned near future global events in the fourth quarter of 2024. Several of them saw what appeared to be a major event before the election.
I had a feeling that someone was planning a coup of some kind.
Replacing one person with another, a swap or a change, it creates shock and awe, an unexpected change, like a last-minute sleight of hand before the show ends. Like a new teammate or a new candidate.
A strong, powerful male was involved, a planned removal event.
I don't think this is Trump. This person looked younger. I wrote, you know, he reminds me of like Gavin Newsom, like that kind of look.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Get ready, folks. Massive news about to break. The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Stay on target, and that's getting Trump elected and stopping the deep state, assassinating him and getting us into a nuclear war and securing our borders and getting an initiative launched to find the 325,000 at least missing children, admittedly in physical slave labor and sex slavery, many of them. We have so much massive news on this live Friday, October 4th, 2024 transmission. But I learned at 7 a.m. this morning from my lawyers, and I have all the documents and filings right here, that the Democrat deep state has gone next level. They literally, and this has been adjudicated, the Supreme Court, the Texas Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit, all of it, are saying they own my name and own me, and that like I'm a corporation, they want a receiver appointed that owns me forever. That's why they didn't want to settle. They wanted it to be non-dischargeable. And when they shut down InfoWars, if they're successful, it doesn't matter. Anything but $1.5 billion, they say they own me. Now, the courts have all ruled you can't do this. It's cut and dry. But they don't care because they believe they control the courts in Travis County, which they're now filing in. The Democratic Party has officially. Now, I can show you the headlines where they say they want to own the name Alex Jones. They want to own Real Alex Jones on X. They admit they want to set that precedent, and they say they own everything I do and anything I ever say. Now, that's not true. That's a fraud. But as I've said to you, they want me off the air when President Trump is president-elect, and they're moving to shut us down now on October 17th. Now, we've already survived 5 major attacks in the last 13 weeks. And at first, I'm like, hey, they sent in armed security guards to try to close the building without a court order. The Justice Department did. They got the trustee on the case to do it. The judge then fired him. This is vigilante stuff. Well, now they filed at the state court where they had the kangaroo trial, if you remember, where I was already found guilty, to do that. Now, I'll sleep on somebody's couch and do this broadcast. But the issue is, if I don't fight them in federal court and state court, now they will absolutely hamstring what I'm doing if they're successful and set this dangerous precedent. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour because we have too much news. They want to distract me with this so they don't cover the news. I'm going to nail it. And then I'll spend 30 minutes at the start of the next hour breaking this down, reading the documents to you, showing it to you. Also, folks that I trust and are great are launching a GiveSendGo specifically for legal fees and for the expenses I'm going to have surrounding that. And just like I've held them off for 7 years, if we get the funds that we need, we will defeat them. Because what they're doing is totally illegal. I mean, the actual argument in the Fifth Circuit Court and the Supreme Court and the Texas Supreme Court, this has been tried a lot before, it's been thrown out all over the country, is that you can't do this. It violates the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery. They're literally trying to bring back debtor prisons. And, of course, they lied and said I had hundreds of millions of dollars, had no such thing. All that's a fraud. In fact, pull up the New York Times headline where it says Alex Jones had meager assets. It turns out Alex Jones never really had anything. Yeah, they just said that. They said I did all these things I didn't do. They said I made all this money that I didn't make off these people. Didn't make the money, period. And then they said on the courthouse steps in Texas and Connecticut and on the national news, we want him silenced. You've seen the clips. Want to play him again? And you go, this doesn't sound real. They had the U.S. trustee that the feds had appointed send in armed security, and I said, where's the document? Where's the court order? I'm not leaving. I'm calling the police. They called the head of the security company and said, yeah, we can't do this. Remember that? People heard me doing that 13 weeks ago, 12 weeks ago, and they thought, this can't be real. That's not America. Jones is making it up. I didn't stick cameras in their faces. I didn't have a confrontation with them. They backed off. I had to sleep up here, and then the next week, you saw it in the news. Indeed, they tried to close it. Then they filed in court that week and said, we do want it closed. The judge set a hearing for 2 weeks later, fired the U.S. trustee, fired the CRO, and said he's never seen anything like it. Now, that shows you how mad dog these people are. Now, I've been through bankruptcy. I don't have anything. But if you donate to the Legal Defense Fund that should be up very, very soon at GiveSendGo, we'll have a URL for you to go to, I will, sorry, my earpiece popped off, I will continue to fight. I will never give up. I will never back down. But let's just say this. The enemies of freedom are in a total panic mode, as you know. Trump is surging. Populists are surging worldwide. Anti-globalists are being elected everywhere. Parliaments are being taken over by the people. The WEF is reviled. Bill Gates is hated. The UN is falling apart. Their internal documents have come out that they're 95% hated. Know they're a criminal group. All the human trafficking is coming out. The CIA, Mossad, MI6, sex rings. Their house of cards is coming down, but they are obsessed with me because I was the first talk show host to really break out and reach billions of people in the last 30 years. And I'm a symbol of the populist liberty movement that they believe they can destroy to send a message to you and to set a precedent for everybody else. So that's why this is the hill to die on. InfoWars is the hill to die on. Now, they know. Whether they buy InfoWars or not, George Soros Group says in the news they want to try to outbid our people that I said I'll work with, that are patriots that have already pre-qualified and are going to bid. They know I'll just continue on. And so they are literally trying to take my name and say I can't use the name Alex Jones. That's in the federal court. That they want the social media, real Alex Jones. It's my own private thing I set up in 2010. How many years is that? 14 years ago. 15 years ago. And it's crazy. But that's what they're doing. I will not be the artist formerly known as Alex Jones because I was never an artist. I didn't sign a 360 agreement like Prince did with a big record company. Everything I've ever done has been free to air, copyright free, open to everyone. They've now said what I told you they wanted to do months ago. They're in the news saying we want to own his archive and ban it. Be able to go around and take Alex Jones down everywhere. Talk about Streisand effect. We're winning. They're panicking. They tried to use the bankruptcy to find criminal activity. The judge brought in three outside accounting firms for almost 2 years. I got a tax return out of it. Turned out I overpaid taxes. I didn't lie about anything. I didn't do anything wrong. They are so pissed. They tried a bunch of other grand juries try to indict me. Even came out in the Washington Post a year and a half ago that went all the way to the top of the Justice Department. They had their indictments ready in D.C., and all people, Merrick Garland, said, no, it's too political, and Jones hasn't done anything. They were going to indict me for January 6th, even though I tried to stop people going in. How's that going to look? So as corrupt as they are, they've thought, well, it's too big so far, a bite to chew, so we'll just use lawfare and jurisdictions we control to take Jones off the air. And I said I'd cover it next hour, and I will. I'll show you the documents, go over it. And we should have the GiveSend go up by then. But I need to be flooded with money, because it's money that'll get us the top lawyers. We already got good ones, but we're getting specialists that will just destroy these arguments. But they think that because it's so political, they can finally get the Fifth Circuit federally or the Texas Supreme Court to say that you can own someone's name and you can seize everything they've got, including their paycheck, that the Constitution says you can't of the state of Texas and the federal. So they're trying to overturn bankruptcy law and everything else right now on me, and they say that here. This is the most outrageous, crazy crap anyone has ever seen. But so was them doing two show trials where I was already found guilty by the judge for supposedly not complying with the discovery. Then they put all this twisted discovery up and don't let us defend ourselves, just have a show trial and tell the jury how guilty I am. The Texas jury said, well, he's worth $400 million, so we think 10% of his wealth should go to them, $45 million. I never had more than $6-7 million in the bank ever. Got $9 million in Bitcoin, put it right into Free Speech Systems, and it helped us go for 2 years. So, we're going to repost the Bitcoin site. We're going to launch a bunch of fundraisers. We're going to do a bunch of stuff in the next few days, because it will, with this full onslaught, they've spent over $70 million suing me in the last 6-7 years. We've spent over $15 million fighting them and holding them off, because that's my mission. It's not about saving me in the end. It's about staying in position, getting the truth out. But I can't do it without you. Support our sponsors that regardless have pledged to keep us on the air one way or another. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go get the T-shirts. Get the ball caps. There's a great super green food there that's even better than Athletic Greens in my view. It's even higher quality, which AG is great. I took it until I found this. It's even better. Similar but even better formula. That's there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there now. But within an hour, hopefully, well, they'll have the GiveSend go up, the Save Alex Jones broadcast, and you can donate there, and I'll give you the URL so you can go right to the subpage. So this is go time, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to leave it all in the field. But I cannot do it without you. Can we put the live show feed up, please, from X? I want to read that headline to folks. Go to Real Alex Jones, the top tweet right there. I want to read that to folks on air, as I said before we went live. So there it is, Friday emergency broadcast, the deep state, Friday emergency broadcast, new deep state plot to close InfoWars to take Alex Jones off air discovered. Tune in for exclusive details of the corrupt establishment's attempt to take tyrannical censorship to levels never before seen. I mean, I don't even have words to describe this. And I'm going to show you the filings and all of it. And they believe they'll have a, you know, judges they think they control. I know they control Guerra Gamble. I don't know about this new one. And just march in there and say, we own him. And he, and that's it. And we control his paycheck, and we control what he goes and what he does. So that's not going to happen. In fact, if they think this is intimidating me, it is having the exact opposite effect. I have been working so hard. I'm given, no exaggeration, 100 interview requests a day. And I'm so focused on this broadcast, I just do a few. You're not shutting anything up unless they kill me or put me in prison, which I'm sure they'll try next, this whole system. But it doesn't matter. I'm committed. I'm not going anywhere as long as the people back me. But they see myself as a symbol, like a Roman standard, capture the flag that they want as a symbol. And then they say in their public news articles, we're going to own him and take over his identity and attack him and attack anybody that promotes him, as if they own me like a commodity. They think they own your body with the poison shots. They think they own your kids with the transgender cult. These are slavers, people running all this. That's what they are. Bill Gates is a rapist that wants to rape your bodily autonomy and put dangerous mRNA in your body and mutate you and poison you and slowly kill you or quickly kill you with a heart attack. I mean, they are rapists. The New World Order are a cult of death that wants to destroy free will and your bodily autonomy, period. So that's where we are. And it's do or die time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. My dad's company's a big sponsor to keep me on air one way or another. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there now. Get the great products, game-changing supplements, DrJonesNaturals.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop. because I said that I was going to get to this next hour, and I also want to think during some of the breaks about what I'm going to say. But this is a sign of our success against the bad guys. We're in a war, so expect to be attacked. I'm not a victim. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm a warrior in the fight for human liberty and team humanity. That said, they're trying to get through me to get to you, as Trump says. And so I am fighting for you. I am your champion. They see me as that. They see Trump as your champion. And if you don't support and hold up your champions, that would happen with a lot of different countries and peoples and empires, back to ancient Spain, ancient Rome, same thing in Africa, Asia. A lot of times they say, let's not have a war between our true tribes. Let's have trial by champions. And then they'll put in the arena or the jousting court the two champions. And a land dispute or big issues like that would be decided on who won the fight. And so whether you like it or not, InfoWars is seen, the name itself, they admit this, it just upsets them because they're in an InfoWar against us. We're recognizing that and countering the war on for our minds with truth. So this is the rally point. Just like Stalingrad in World War II is where like a third of the Germans and Russians died out of the 40-plus million that killed each other. And the Russians and the Germans decided to slug it out at Stalingrad. Trump and InfoWars are like the Stalingrad of World War II. This is where the fight is. This is where the battle is. And I don't tend to really state that a lot because it's true and it's also dangerous. But the enemy thinks that, and that's the way it is. So I've got to tell you, this isn't like me up here going, oh, I'm big time. I'm really important. The enemy thinks that. They are obsessed with me. They stalk me. They've connected themselves to me, and they raise hundreds of millions off my name. They lie about what I've done because they don't like me, because they don't like you. They don't like people that won't roll over to them. The same reason it's now confirmed 9 days in, still no troops deployed, blocking the helicopters, saving people, blocking other people's helicopters en masse, blocking all the drones, booty juice, saying, oh, you're going to hamper the relief effort, no helicopters or drones. People are just ignoring them. The helicopter pilots that are former military, we've got the videos, say that they're up there saving people all day long, going through four tanks of gas, working 14, 15 hours a day while it's light, saving people on these mountainsides and pregnant women and sick people and folks that are hurt from the floods and dead bodies everywhere. And when they land, the feds are like, we're going to have you arrested if you go back up. And they'll fly around all day and see hundreds of private helicopters just saving thousands per sector, per region, like Western North Carolina. And then they'll see all day two Blackhawks saving people. That is a microcosm, and it's only some of the state guards. The feds are doing nothing. Oh, here's $750. It's like giving somebody who's drowning with bowling balls tied to their legs a postage-size flotation device. It doesn't help you. Go right to the bottom. And booty juice is up there blocking the aid because they want those rural areas that are 80% Republican voters in most areas out of the election. And it's all confirmed. It's all going down. And then here's some more of it. Here's some more of the news. Breaking. See, they hate you, folks. FBI linked to foreign assassins targeting Trump. Arranged terrorist entry in the U.S. I told you that on July 15th, 2 days after, I said they're going to claim there's Iranian assassins. They're going to claim that's who tried to kill Trump. They're going to use that as cover. A few days later, they started pushing the Iranian thing. I said, watch, there'll be plots. It'll be FBI funded. Trended top of X last night, mainstream news. Tomorrow's news today. I've got their number. Another one, Elon Musk to attend Donald Trump's Butler, PA rally Saturday, just 3 months after tragic shooting. Continuing, smartest man in the world warns America under enemy occupation after government fails hurricane victims. Powerful article. We'll continue with massive developments with the transgender, big government funded, brainwashing children secretly without parents' knowledge to put them in the transgender cult, and a bunch of people doing this being caught being pedophiles. Huge stack of news on that. John Kerry and other globalists come out again and assault free speech and say it's time to ban it. Also, Tina Peters, former Colorado County clerk, sentenced to 9 years in prison for simply checking to see if the voting machine had been hacked. 9 years in jail. Also, FBI whistleblowers are saying there's a plan to deploy plainclothes FBI agents to Maricopa County polling stations to monitor Trump voters. Total harassment. We've also got a lot of the poison shot news breaking. Now another major study. COVID shots erase your immune system. Well, I had when they were rolling out 4 years ago, bragging that it'll erase your immune system. So you'll have to have more of the shots. I mean, this is just unbelievably naked and out in the open. But when we come back, I want to go through some of these clips of the helicopter pilots. Law enforcement, military, you name it, going up on their own to save people. And these incredible videos of people with mirrors trying to get their attention in the woods. And they land and are saving women that just had babies during the storm. Old people. Nobody's coming in to save them. You can only get to these areas with helicopters and the feds trying to block it. Also, busted. MSNBC producer admits MSNBC doing all they can to help Kamala win. And we all know that. But here's this senior producer admitting it's all run by the campaign. Violates campaign finance law right there. It's just insane. The moment that we're alive in right now. But the good news is globalists are being confronted everywhere. We've got a bunch of videos of that. Man Channel's Alex Jones confronts economist Paul Krugman on hurricane response. Ukraine billions and economic crisis. So the good news is humanity's waking up and rallying. The bad news is the empire's striking back. And for those of us at the tip of the spear, we get harassed, we get attacked. But we knew that was the case. I'm just simply asking for you to take every article, every video, report, share it on your email, your text message, word of mouth, and tell people you share it to share it, and tell them that they tell folks to share it, to trigger the chain reaction. And at this critical point, after 30 years of the fight, to financially back my backers and this operation so that we are robust and can crush this attempt to literally own my name and own me as a chattel slave in violation of the 13th Amendment. I mean, that's the actual court rulings of the Fifth Circuit and U.S. Supreme Court and Texas Supreme Court. They actually say slavery was outlawed at the end of the Civil War. They're literally trying to overturn the 13th Amendment. That's the arguments. But they think, well, he's so unpopular with the courts, we'll get it on Jones. Just like everything else. They've been on MSNBC, CNN going, we're setting the president with Alex Jones to get everybody else. And you see what they've done to Trump. Where he says, I never raped that woman. I don't know that woman. Boom, $8 million judgment. I don't know that woman. $80-something million judgment. She didn't even know what year he supposedly touched her. All this craziness. And you're like, well, that's terrible. But people see through what's happening to Trump, and so they're backing him more, and that's great. But we're critical. We're junior to Trump. He's 20 times more effective than me. And there's Elon Musk that's as effective as Trump. But after that, there's Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. And they want to destroy me to send a message to everybody else. Don't let that happen. Celebrate InfoWars. Celebrate what we've done together. Celebrate us. Because it's exciting to get involved and support. It's historic. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. I need massive funding to take these people on. And they're going to be so pissed when we get it because we're never going to surrender. Never surrender. Rally to me.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print is probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to Whole Foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the new world order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And it's only going to get worse until people wake up. And you will wake up one way or another. You may wake up when the drones are flying down the street and the big trash trucks, robot driven, are pulling up and getting the dead bodies, and your wife and kids are dead. And for some reason, you're immune to the new virus, and you're sitting there with the electricity off and no food, and half the city's dead. And just know that often luxurious places that people like Zuckerberg will be in their bunkers while we're all dying. But our people are everywhere. And they're watching the enemy. And when they all jump on their private jets this week, next month, a year from now, whatever it is, and the private airports are full of all the establishment and their minions loaded up with all their crap flying off to their armored fortresses, that's another key to know when they're about to pull the trigger on a new bioweapon or a nuclear war. But after the dust settles, we know where to get the medicine and food we need as survivors, don't we? And that's what matters at the end, is we will get these people. I may not be around for it. A lot of you won't be around for it. But don't get on the bus when they tell you they're relocating you for your safety when all the food and energy's off. If you go to that forced labor camp, you ain't ever coming back. This is how it works in history. Happens all the time. people forget freedom. They don't stand up for themselves. And the tyrants take over. And they don't just not care about you. They hate you. They want to hurt you. I always hear, oh, the New World doesn't care about the people. Oh, the Democrats don't care. Oh, they do care. They love partying and taking drugs and getting their hair done and flying around on private jets while your kids are all locked up in the house with you and you're going bankrupt. They enjoy hurting you. It makes them enjoy their lives so much more. And hey, only people you got to blame is yourself, right? I mean, I'm not saying you're to blame. They obviously are the really bad people. But, hey, I get it. You know, a lot of fun stuff, a lot of movies to see, a lot of concerts, a lot of, let somebody else handle that. Well, the New World Order is going to handle you. And they're making their move. You're like, well, they'll never get away with that. I mean, this is America. Have you looked around, boys and girls, at where we are and how fast things are going downhill?
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors. All right, you noticed that I was just off air the last 6-7 minutes. It's because I'm so distracted battling behind the scenes to keep us on air that I almost didn't do the show today. But again, the enemy wants us off air. They don't want us covering these issues. And so I'm going to go through all the news now. And then I'm going to break down the latest attack on your freedom and the attempt to repeal through the courts the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery, literally. And they're trying to legalize identity theft by the lawfare Democrats who want to own you and your family. That's all coming up. And then I'll continue with news throughout the transmission today and your phone calls like we've done the last 2 days in a row. Okay. Undoubtedly, the Democrat Party that controls FEMA and the response to the devastated 4 states by the hurricane are blocking aid, are grabbing people's donations of food and money, are keeping helicopters and cars and trucks and drones out of the area, have blocked the helicopters, have blocked the drones, are threatening to arrest people, but folks are ignoring them in most cases. And it's, we're now 8-9 days into this, and none of the 1,000 troops have showed up. Some of the state guards that have helicopters have been seen They'll fly all day long and maybe see two military helicopters. And again, hundreds per state of private citizens. And so the feds are saying, we're not going to give you aid. And then if you try to give people aid, we're going to come after you, because it is mainly, and even the New York Times reported this 2 days ago, Washington Post yesterday, it's true. The rural areas of Tennessee, North Carolina particularly hit bad, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, the West Coast and the Panhandle, are the most conservative areas in the South. And the rural areas are the most conservative. Some of them are 90% Republican, but most are upwards of 80. It's all wiped out. And I've seen countless videos, just like you've seen, of those towns, and there's nobody there except a couple sheriff's department and maybe the local fire department. And in most cases, the locals are saying they're helping and doing a great job, working 20 hours a day. But the feds are nowhere to be seen but down the mountains blocking aid getting in. And I have countless clips I can play for you of this. I posted them on Real Alex Jones. Buttigieg saying they're blocking aid because, you know, you get in the way of the recovery. They don't want a recovery with 31 days left to the election. And they're admitting this is going to block voting in many areas that are ravaged. And that if people try to drive 50 miles down off the mountain and find another town to vote, they're not in those databases. And now in all the smoke and all the hysteria and all the chaos, the chicanery that we saw in Georgia and other states can take place. Oh, a broken water pipe. We're closing and stopping the voting. They put up cardboard over the windows and then start grabbing the same set of ballots and running them to the machines over and over again, just like Michigan, just like Pennsylvania, just like Arizona. And the feds are being deployed to these key districts in these key states to ensure the fraud can be completed. So I was talking to Jack Posobiec last night. He said, no doubt the worst hit areas in North Carolina are the conservative areas. If they don't get to vote, Trump's going to lose. So we knew they had a lot of tricks up their sleeves. And we put out special reports on the history of weather control and hurricane control. And the governments in 67 can create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, weaken them, strengthen them, steer them. So why didn't they kill this hurricane? They had the power to kill Helena, but they didn't. That's not debatable. And in our special report that went viral yesterday, we show you the CIA director admitting it. We show you the documents. We show you this. But it'd be like if you were Rip Van Winkle and fell asleep under a tree in 1900 and you woke up in the year 2000 and you saw airplanes in the sky and cell phones and computers and you'd think it was magic. Well, the public is like that about weather control. They were doing weather control 200 years ago in England with rockets that would put salt into a cloud and make it bigger. Causes nuclei, makes the water vapor condense, forms droplets, it falls. But they've had really intense weather modifications since World War II, and they've got big floating platforms at sea, they admit, that are HAARP technology. And they've got it on the ground with the Doppler that can control these storms. Cloud seeding's old-fashioned compared to this. But that goes on as well. So we have to look at that, and people are looking at that. And the news was a lot more open in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. There'd be huge floods and events. Greg Reese's latest report on it's excellent, on how to create hurricanes and how to flood populations. Pull up the actual headline and show it to you. I forget the exact headline. He just shows a bunch of congressional documents and mainstream headlines from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then they just start saying, well, it doesn't exist. Yeah, how to steer hurricanes, flood homes, and steal lithium. And he's focusing on the lithium, which is important, but this is all about the election. Make no mistake. There's the report on Man.Video, 500,000 views, got millions on X. It needs 100 million views. We need Elon Musk to retweet this. So let's start going through some of these clips. And remember, every minute while I'm talking about these subjects, like the last episode of The Matrix, the machines are drilling in to the headquarters. So, like, we're up in the Matrix battling the globalists, jacked in, and the machines are drilling through the wall. The walls are rumbling. Start to see a drill come through. I mean, it's very exciting, actually, because I feel good. I'm fighting tyranny. I've been kicking their ass for 30 years. Every day we stay on air, we just become more legendary thanks to all your support. And the symbol that this broadcast has become is enraging them. And I realized last year or so that I've been my own greatest enemy. I was not even being humble. I was just pulling back how important we were and not pointing out that we were something the enemy wanted to capture as much. And I was didn't know I was depressed. I wasn't really depressed, but I was just kind of eating too much and not sleeping enough and, you know, just not caring about myself. But I realized how much they hate me. I had to start making myself love myself and realize, well, I swam a mile this morning at 6 a.m. And you know what? Just because they're attacking me, tonight I'm going to swim another mile. And it's so exciting to climb into the river in the dark. And I can just swim because the endorphins start flowing when you're out there with the water moccasins and snapping turtles. And I come crawling out under the moonlight and get in my car with a towel. Feels so good. I think I'll put 2 miles in tonight. In the river, just for you. And I'll get out all red, my chest pumping. Just for you, enemies. 2 miler tonight. After my 7-year-old's asleep, I'll slip out and go have a nice 2-mile swim. Oh, and there's a documentary getting made about all that, too, you'll be hearing about soon. You'll see all the video of me swimming in the river at 10 o'clock at night. So, with the alligators, because that's, yeah, you know, alligators in South Austin. That's what's fun about this. That's the excitement. See, I like to get in the water with the alligators in the dark. I like it. I like to fight with the New World Order. I like it. And I've re-interfaced with the old Alex Jones. I'm back. Just for you, 3 miles today. A mile this morning. It was going to be a mile a minute ago. Now it's going to be 2 miles. And the best part is, after a quarter mile, I zone out and I can swim 5 miles. I'm going to swim up past 2 bridges. And when I hit a mile, I'm going to turn around with the city lights at night as I watch the big carp swim past me. Got a little flashlight on my shorts I can turn on. See all the alligator gar. Sometimes take a camera for the film. You'll see it at night. You see? I want my enemies to know that. You think all the stuff you've done to me has intimidated me or backed me down? I was my own enemy. And not anymore. Just wait till I go down another 50 pounds. You think my enemies are like that? I'm losing 6 pounds a week. I bet I lose 2 pounds tonight. And it's all for my enemies so I can defend the people. Thank you for the motivation, enemies. You'll never take me off the air. You'll never silence me. Even if you kill me or put me in prison, you just make this operation more effective. And there's nothing you can do to stop me if I don't stop myself and if I don't decide you've won. You've lost and you will be defeated. And the listeners are taking action and they're going to drjonesnaturals.com to support our sponsor, and they're going to TheAlexJonesStore.com, and they're going to go next hour when I announce the Give, Send, Go, and they're going to support us, and we're going to boldly go in and just fight the enemy who thought I was about money and learned I put everything into this fight because I'm about defeating the New World Order, defending the unborn, stopping the pedophiles, stopping World War III, getting Donald Trump elected, finding the 325,000 missing kidnapped kids by Kamala and Mayorkas, and bringing these tyrants down. We are never stopping. We are never giving in. We are never backing down. We are never going away. I know how all this is going to end. The globalists are going to be defeated. I don't know exactly how that's all going to unfold, but I can see it. And as I've told them 1,000 times, I'll say it again. If they want to fight, they better believe they got one. Sorry, I'm already getting into that. I just wanted my enemies to know. The little rituals I conduct of enjoyment. You think these cowards slide into a hot river at 10 o'clock at night? No, because they're little cowards. I love it. I love going to the Texas or Florida beach and swimming out 500 yards at midnight. And every once in a while, you even get to see a shark fin go by, or maybe a manatee. You see, because I like reality. And you cowards and you chicken neck leftists can't even wipe your wart covered asses with both hands. So, remember that they hate you and your family. They despise the fact that you love God. They're of their father, the devil, the left. And they are in the process of being removed from power, not just here, but around the world. But they are planning to not turn the power back on and not get the election systems going in the key battleground areas of those states. And this is one of their big October surprises. But with 31 days left, they are going to try even more crap. So, let's go ahead and roll this first clip. This is Jonathan Howard with the Florida State Guard Special Mission Unit saying they are literally allowing people to effing die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters, and they're trying to block them. Here it is.
My name is Jonathan Howard. I'm a member of the Florida State Guard Special Missions Unit, and I'm also up here with Aerial Recovery, a nonprofit. I came up here on Sunday with Aerial Recovery before we even got activated. We flew up here, and then we got activated, which is great. I have my team up here working as well. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you everything that's happening from the ground, what I'm actually seeing, because what they're telling you is complete bullshit on the news, and these politicians don't have a clue and they're lying. And I'll say this now, I'll say it at the end of the video. The only thing I need from this video is helicopters. If I have helicopters, I can save lives. Without helicopters, I can't reach these people. It doesn't matter how many chainsaws and trucks I got, I can't get to them. They're 10 miles in, 20 miles, 40 miles in the mountains. There's no way to get with them or even communicate with them. I am literally flying around in a civilian helicopter looking for SOS messages carved in the mud or painted on the ground, and we're dropping down and saving them. What got me fired up about this was yesterday, me and my team did the rescue of that 11-day-year-old baby. And all these government officials and social media, they're showing that video, that pictures and video of that rescue, and claiming that like they have some like government helped with that. And I mean, even USA, I think it was USA Today, wrote an article about it saying it was a Florida National Guard that went and got it, like with a helicopter. No, it was me, my buddy Charlie, and a civilian named Zeb with his own personal helicopter out of Wilmington, North Carolina. Like, without that civilian, that baby would be dead. And the old lady we went and rescued after that, she'd be dead too, because she had one day left of oxygen. That no one was going to go get them. I will tell you, when we go up in the air, I probably see 40 civilian helicopters, and I might see 2 Black Hawks, National Guard, military, whatever they are. That's it. No one's out there doing rescues. I have my entire team up here from Florida right now, and they have no ability to go rescue these people other than what they can drive to. And the people that are in dire need, they're out in the mountains. They are completely cut off. Now, I will say, I spoke to my congresswoman down in Florida, and she's a badass, and she made a bunch of phone calls, and now we got 2 contracted 60s coming up here tomorrow, which is great. I love that, but, like, I still don't understand why we don't have more helicopters. Like, we'll get a lot of work done with that, but There's no military. No one's doing nothing. It blows my mind. And they're not even allowing people to see what's really going on. One of our friends yesterday, they were actually escorting CNN down to Lake Lore, and they wouldn't even let CNN, the sheriff department would not let them go videotape the bad areas, how destructive it is. I don't know why they don't want to show you all that, but I mean, it is bad. I should also say, when I flew here on Sunday, they actually stopped us from going in, the sheriff department. And it was because of a bunch of politics that they were claiming was a Speaker of the House of North Carolina that was preventing us from even going in and trying to kick us out, which I have clarified today with North Carolina politicians that reached out to me, good on them, and they were like,
all right, go ahead and pay this down. This guy's testimony and literally dozens of others, I posted on Real Alex Jones, if you want to go see those, with him saving people, the stuff he talks about, they have video of it. They've been so busy they haven't uploaded a lot of it. There's literally hundreds of videos of people being saved. Thousands have been saved. They're now saying it's probably more than 1,000 dead. And Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg, as Biden calls him, is like, oh, we're blind to block helicopters and drones and saying no fly areas because you get in the way of us. You heard him. He's flying all day, four refuelings, and they see two Blackhawks the whole day. That's because that's State Guard doing that. They're not sending in the regular Army, any of it. And they've got bases all over the place in North Carolina, South Carolina, everybody, Georgia. And the military wants to help. And they're waiting for the orders. They're waiting for orders that never come because they want it devastated. They don't want it fixed because they don't want the people to be able to vote. And they want the chaos to be able to do what they want. Here's a Buttigieg talking about what I just mentioned. Then we'll go to Biden saying, what storm? I don't know what storm you're talking about. Here it is.
Our goal is to make sure that funding is no obstacle to very quickly getting people the relief that they need and deserve. There's also some safety issues that come up. For example, temporary flight restrictions to make sure that the airspace is clear for any flights or drone activity that might be involved in helping to allow those emergency responders to do their job.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. And they're very happy across the board.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break, come back, start hour number two. I've got way more news on this, on the election, on the wars, on the economy, on the pedo cults, on pedo Diddy. It's all coming out. The CIA's in deep trouble. Hillary's panicking. October surprise, they know, is coming. It's bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. And the Democrat Party is trying to repeal the 13th Amendment through lawfare officially. You cannot exaggerate how insane this all is. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goal in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In October of 2016, WikiLeaks released the Podesta emails, over 20,000 pages of private emails from White House Chief of Staff John Podesta. This is the best example of an October surprise in our lifetimes. The Podesta emails opened the minds of millions to the fact that torturing children is a sort of sacrament to the vile creatures in control of our government. This 2016 October surprise became known as Pizzagate, and it was a deciding factor in many people voting against Hillary Clinton. Just as the Sean Combs child rape stories are dominating the public discourse, Hillary Clinton predicts an October surprise that will smear Kamala Harris, comparing it to Pizzagate.
What is something you see happening in the near future that we should be taking more seriously?
I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them, and so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
It sounds like she is referring to the Sean Combs case, where hundreds of victims have already come forward, including dozens who were children at the time, and revealed that drugging and raping people in front of a crowd of famous people was a ritual event of the P. Diddy party.
Typically, the victim is lured into a situation where he or she is given a drink. Typically, that drink, reported by these victims, is apparently laced with something. Once that drink takes effect, the perpetrators perform all kinds of sexual acts on the victims, many times passing him or her around as other people watch and enjoy the show, and then leave the victim ashamed, confused, injured, and wondering what happened. The day will come when we will name names other than Sean Combs, and there's a lot of names. Anyone, of course, who engaged in the assault or exploitation, anyone who participated in such in any way, anyone who encouraged or facilitated this conduct, anyone who was in the room and watched it happen but made no effort to stop it, any venue or venue owner who was aware of what was going on but failed to stop it, any individual or entity who knew about the conduct and benefited from it but did nothing to report it or stop it, and any individual or entity who covered it up or helped cover it up. I would expect there are many people out there right now who are desperately searching their memories as they delete their texts and data.
Without knowing the target, remote viewers, the Future Forecasting Group, was assigned near future global events in the fourth quarter of 2024. Several of them saw what appeared to be a major event before the election.
I had a feeling that someone was planning a coup of some kind.
Replacing one person with another, a swap or a change, it creates shock and awe, an unexpected change, like a last-minute sleight of hand before the show ends. Like a new teammate or a new candidate.
A strong, powerful male was involved. A planned removal event.
I don't think this is Trump. This person looked younger. I wrote, you know, he reminds me of like Gavin Newsom, like that kind of look.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two of this Friday, October 4th, 2024 transmission. I'm coming to you live. It's 12 noon and 6 minutes. All right. I told you back on July 15th, 2 days after they tried to kill Trump, that I believe they would start saying Iranians were behind that and would be behind new attacks. 2 days after that, on the 17th, it was all over the news that Iranians tried it. It was Iranians with no evidence, and that Iranians were going to try to kill Trump again. Then it turned out at that very time, the month before that, it was an ongoing operation with the FBI recruiting Iranians that they thought were working for Iran and offering a bunch of money with a bounty that the attempted shooter in Florida has now been connected to. And that those people were being handled by the FBI, just like the FBI created a militia to try to kidnap Whitmer. That trended top of X last night, was all over the news. So we've got that huge story with Trump and Elon Musk now going with him. Back to Butler tomorrow, and we're going to have live coverage of that event for you here at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Ron Alex Jones on X and radio stations across the country. We have more on the deliberate stand down in the southern states and battleground states ravaged, and they're admitting that it's mainly areas that are rural that are mainly Trump supporters, so that could win the election for Kamala with 31 days left to try to get the voting back up and going. And even the New York Times says it may not happen. It's definitely disrupted. Then we have all of the other financial and geopolitical news and huge news breaking from James O'Keefe. MSNBC producer admits MSNBC is doing all they can do to help Kamala Harris. Basically works for the campaign. That's totally illegal. Violates campaign finance law. We've got that. And so much more I'm going to be covering. I'll also open the phones up. But now let me talk about a story that if this was happening to Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump or Elon Musk or Joe Rogan or Russell Brand or Jimmy Dore or Roger Stone or Benny Johnson or Jack Posobiec or Charlie Kirk or anybody else that's effective at telling the truth and fighting for America and the future of our planet and our children, I would be on this like white on rice. This is unprecedented, insane, and they intend to set a precedent with it. So without doing a two-hour-long background on this, most of you already know the story, and it's been confirmed, they're not even hiding it, let me just give you a brief history and then get into the current development that is the biggest yet. Almost 12 years ago, the internet didn't believe Sandy Hook happened. There were hundreds of millions of views per video, other people. We covered it some. We had debates about it. We looked at it. We barely covered it compared to the other topics and issues that we cover. I've had to fix this 5 times today. There's something wrong with this clip. During the next break, I'm going to get another clip. It keeps falling off. There you go. So, my ear clip, your radio listener just fell off again. Then when Trump won, PR firms, the Democratic Party, said we want to connect Trump to Jones. They admitted this later, and they want to demonize Jones, me. So they dredge up stuff, exaggerate it times 100, hire PR firms to say I'm doing all these horrible things I never did for a couple of years, then sue me in jurisdictions they control, default me, have the judges find me guilty, then have show trials where I'm already guilty or they lie about me to get $1.5 billion plus judgment. Then we go through years of them digging through my finances, everything else, trying to find something criminal. They didn't. Then they tried to have the U.S. trustee appointed by the Justice Department to the case, which they can do when they want, order this place closed outside of court order. The judge found out, fired her, and fired the CRO. Huge scandal. Remember all that in the news? Imminently. Jones had to be shut down imminently, and then it didn't happen because the federal judge blocked it. But because I was already in bankruptcy, the federal judge said, though, you own InfoWars. It's your company, your LLC. It will be liquidated, even though they don't want money. And whoever buys it, that money will go to the, quote, families that are just being used by the Democratic Party on record and the FBI who ran the whole thing. They had testified on the stand that they started it and got the lawsuits going. The head counsel of the FBI. I never said his name, didn't know who he was until he sued me, neither did my crew. He said he got one phone call from a journalist saying he was a real FBI agent. For that, he got $133 million. First, it was 90-something, and they added more on. Doesn't matter, the law in Connecticut says you have to say somebody's name for defamation. They don't care. That guy got up and said, no, I went and got the lawsuits going. I did all this. Then you got the undercover video of the CIA guy admitting being part of it. So the public really has woken up to this, and it's backfired on them. And you've seen on the courthouse steps on TV the Democrats saying, we don't want any money from Jones. We want to shut him down. Then I offered him over 10 years, more money than I ever made in the previous 10, $70 million just to get him to close the chapter, leave me alone. And I told my lawyers, they're going to say no to any amount of money. About $1.5 billion, they'd refuse it. They want to stay connected to me, raise money off me, stalk me, this is the Democrats that run this, and use it to try to take me off air. And I said, and you watch, when they try to sell the assets, they'll claim they own my name and real Alex Jones, and they're going to try to harass us with the archives. Then they later said that to the New York Times and New York Post last week. I know, my lawyer's like, my God, they're saying exactly what you said they do. Yeah, I know these people now. I've experienced it. The Democrat law firms and stuff are stalkers. They're on a mission to get me. So then they filed in state court a few months ago to have the judge that ran the show trial order the constables and the Travis County sheriff to come lock the doors and say they owned it. Federal judge says he's still in bankruptcy. You can't do that. Block them. Now the Connecticut lawyers, Senator Blumenthal runs it. His son, you know, is the one that deposed me, all of it. They're quarterbacking it. File in Travis County yesterday to appoint a receiver at the state level. And you can't do that under the state constitution, Supreme Court rulings, federal Supreme Court, Fifth Circuit Court, all the circuits. This is decided. It's always on the 13th Amendment, indentured servitude, slavery. It was outlawed at the end of the Civil War. That they file in federal and state court, that they own my name. They get my paychecks, which you can't do in Texas under the Constitution. It's in the Constitution. And that the receiver will run my life and my bank accounts. And they've already told me in meetings, if you just roll over, it's the Second Amendment and Trump, we'll forget all this. Well, that's not going to happen. Not for sale. But most folks with a political gun to their head, like the head of Telegram and others, they roll over. So that's where we are. And I'll show you the articles. I'll show you the filing. This is breaking here. I know this sounds unbelievable because it is. And they believe they own these judges. This is a new judge. And I made some calls. They said, you know, she's not known as bad as Gamble, who's literally a complete maniac. She said after the jury, where I'd already been found guilty, but the jury said I owed such amount of money, she went back in direct violation of the Constitution and said, we're going to add some more charges to this, some more civil penalties that a jury has to find under the law. She just tagged more stuff on, saying the jury meant to convict you of this or find you civilly liable for this, even though it was never put before the jury. I mean, that's like cardinal sin stuff. So now on the 17th, there's a hearing to have a court order that a Democrat Party operative, we looked up his name, he's a super leftist, will literally be my owner and will own my name and own me for the rest of my life. That's not going to happen. But I have to have the lawyers that will go in, because this stuff's totally unconstitutional, in case the judge certifies the fraud, to go immediately into the Texas Supreme Court and all the other systems. And we might move it to federal court. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. They're also in federal court claiming they own my name, literally Alex Jones, Alex Jones Show, and that they own anything I've ever done, even though it was free to air. And like if an author writes a book and says it's free to the world, you can, somebody can't go back later and bankrupt them and say now they own that because you made it like a song or a book or anything you want to put out for free and say this belongs to the world. We've had contracts on the site. People want to air our stuff on TV and radio. The stations would want the proof. So I had lawyers 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, put the contracts on InfoWars. They're on InfoWars saying this is owned by the public. They say they want to go use bots and AI to erase me off the internet, claiming they own everything I ever did, including interviews everywhere. This is diabolical, desperate, crazy town stuff. But because they hate me so much, you've got to understand that's why you need to keep me on the air. Even if this gets bought by Soros through Media Matters, which is now admitted, they're going to try to outbid Patriots, I will obviously continue on. And I will obviously continue on air. One way or another. But it's going to take funds, and I can easily, with good lawyers, and they're all specialized, so the ones I've got to get extra ones now, we'll beat this in federal court, and we'll beat it in state court. And what makes this easy for me so I can focus on issues, if I got the money I needed today, I would stop plugging, except for during the breaks to fund the operation, and would just stop. But because I don't have it, I've been up here like a baby bird chirping, begging for food, because I don't want to give up. And I hate begging, but I hate losing to the New World Order when we're so close to victory, a lot worse. So I humbly ask you for support at thealexjonesstore.com to get the great t-shirts, to get the ball caps. There's a great new supplement up there, a super green, even better than AG Greens in my view. And I love AG Greens. It's great. It's next level, the highest quality. That's at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. My dad's great supplement site. A lot of new stuff's coming in. A lot of stuff sold out, but some of the best stuff's still there. Go there. I need you to make the decision. This is go time. They don't want to wait and have some patriot buy it on the 13th of November. They're not trying on October 17th to do this. And have the receiver say, forget the federal court. I own Alex Jones. I own everything he did. And they're going to come in here and close this place. They already tried it a few months ago. We'll beat them again. People now see what's going on, but I need the funds to robustly deal with this. So, support the sponsors, but now, most importantly, this is what you do. Unveiling a new URL, www.realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. Three words, realalexjones.com. And that takes you directly to the great patriots that are amazing, that helped the truckers in Canada and all and didn't back down and just doing a great job. I know the owner. Go make a $5, $10, $100, $200, $1,000 donation to the First Amendment and to this operation staying on air with all the stuff that Hillary knows is coming out about the pedophile rings and all of it. We need to be on air just like we were in 2016 to get the truth out and devastate the enemy. So this just went up minutes ago. Please go now to realalexjones.com and make a donation to my legal and personal expense fund so that we are able to give a robust defense and a rearguard action to keep me on air one way or another and to continue to defend our rights and your rights. This is absolute go hour at realalexjones.com. It's so easy. Go in there with your debit card, credit card, make a donation and know you stood for the Republic and for the media operation that the tyrants hate more than anyone. They are obsessed with me. They're obsessed with you. They're obsessed with our guests. They're obsessed with how we reach hundreds of millions of people a week. They can't stand the fact that we're on air exposing the transgender cult I'm going to get into and their stand downs and their weather weapons and their open borders and their human trafficking and the 325,000 missing kids and the 400 plus thousand hardened criminals they just authorized and led in the last 3.5 years. They can't stand the fact I've got Trump's here. They can't stand the fact that Congress listens. They can't stand that foreign leaders listen. They can't stand we helped get Bolsonaro elected. They keep tracking it back to this show and my guest and my crew and our reporters and myself and you, the supporters. This focal point is a major weapon system in the info war of truth that the enemy fears, because if we were a fighter aircraft in World War II, every fighter we shot down, or every train we blew up politically, or every ship we sunk would be a decal on the side. The whole side of the plane and the fin and the wings and the whole thing is covered with our victories. We're the ace of aces. We magnify all the other great activists and groups and filmmakers. We've gotten so many people elected. We're turning the tide. So they've been given the directive, get Jones. And I've been through so many trials and tribulations and the J6 committee trying to put me in jail and all these FBI investigations and grand juries. And I never even told you about a bunch of behind the scenes responding to grand juries and all these criminal investigations. And they never indicted me because there was never a case because I didn't do anything. Everything I told you was true. I'd be in jail if it wasn't. IRS audits, 3 federal investigations through the bankruptcy. I went and did it because I was out of money and they were lying. And I said, come in here, bankruptcy court. See it. The judge said everything Jones said was true when he fired him, the U.S. trustee and others. He said, you've had 2 years, 3 investigations. You never brought one thing to me about him. You said all this stuff he did, that he was a criminal, that his dad had all this money. They didn't hide anything. I'm innocent. But these people are nasty, and they're on a power trip. They think they control all the courts. They think they control the media. They think they control you, and the world's waking up to them, and they're scared. And so they want to try to shut me down to intimidate you and intimidate others, but it's not working. Humanity's found its heart and its soul again. But I need every person listening to go to realalexjones.com. That takes you to the secure site, the only big successful. Others have come and gone, but they've stood the test of time for many years now. Give, send, go. Realalexjones.com. 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 Go there. Make a donation now. Hit refresh. We'll see if folks are doing it. And I want you to commit to do that and let our enemies see the money coming in that is going to be used to meet them in court at the federal and state level so that the lawyers can battle them and stop them from what they're doing so I can do my job and stay on air and expose the new world order and so you can do your job and spread the word. I want to thank Bruce Ferris for donating $200. I want to thank everybody else. They say, keep fighting. I will keep fighting. But I can't keep fighting without you. So let me show you this stuff, because I don't just tell you stuff. I show it to you. I can show you the clips of them saying, we want to silence Alex Jones. We don't want money. We'll take him off the air. And they abuse the system to do that. And then say in the news, oh, the Sandy Hook families deserve their money. He won't give it to them. They don't want money. They want to mount my head on the wall. And instead, I'm going to do more interviews and more shows and more reports, and we're going to expand one way or another, and we're going to take the country back, and we're going to defeat the tyrants, because we don't come from cowards. We don't come from cowardly men and women. We're Americans, and we've just been asleep, and we're rediscovering who we are. So let me just give you some of the previous articles to back up what I said. Sounds crazy. They want my name. They want Real Alex Jones, even though you can't do that under the law. Sandy Hook families think Democrat Party, FBI, CIA, that's who runs it. Want to seize Alex Jones' social media, Reuters, including my name, Alex Jones. Here's another one, The Hill. Okay? Now, here's the filing. This is not broken yet. Here it is in Texas court, Austin, Texas, yesterday. And I'm going to have this posted and do reports on this today. It'll be up on Infowars.com. Now, understand, this is all on appeal, both the Texas and Connecticut cases. Under Connecticut law and state law, you don't get the money until it's been exhausted at the U.S. Supreme Court. or kick back. That hadn't happened. And we've got total appeals. You know, if the Supreme Court of Texas doesn't overturn these things, then they've overturned the Constitution of the state. But there they are. They don't have the judgment domesticated. They don't even have Texas plaintiffs on this. On its face, it's not real, but they think they control the court. I don't know if they control this judge. I know they control Gamble, or certainly did. And they go into this and say, we want a receiver over Jones that owns and runs his life in perpetuity and makes all the decisions for him and decides what he gets for food or shelter or medicine. They literally want to own me. And in the court rulings against similar attempts to put individuals under receivership, which doesn't happen, it's only corporations. You know, big like oil company or something goes bankrupt or a medical company and killed a bunch of people and then there's a receiver and then they divvy up the money. You can't do that over a person. It violates the 13th Amendment of slavery. And that's what the rulings that my lawyers have already sent me, I'll print them up for you, at the Texas Supreme Court, at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals federally, and the U.S. Supreme Court say this for decades. But the Democrats keep trying to say they can own you as a person and your name. Just like they want to own you with the poison shots and the UN treaty over your medical. Just like they want to own your kids with the transgender cult, keep it secret from the parents when they're brainwashing them and getting them ready for transitioning. Got a big stack on that. Bill Gates wants to be your doctor. You know, he's not a doctor. Rape your body and control you with medical rape. They want to rape all of our freedoms, the globalists do. So here it is. Overhead shot. I'm going to have this posted on InfoWars.com, and it goes through and says all this and says that they want this done now. And so they know that this will get overturned. They just hope I'm out of money because if I don't defend myself, they'll get their lower court to certify all this and they will continue to harass anybody that tries to keep me on air. So I go to you, the people, we, the people, now, who've already commissioned me for 30 years with your support to fight. We've had incredible successes. All glory to God. But I ask you now, go to realalexjones.com and make a donation and go on X and go everywhere. And I'm asking everybody, shoot your own videos on X and anywhere else and say, Alex Jones is under attack. Explain it your own way and tell people go to realalexjones.com and donate and tell people to share our articles and our videos and to follow me at Real Alex Jones. And to save the URL, realalexjones.com, because there's going to be a lot more that's connected to in the future. I'll leave it at that. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that I don't reveal to our enemies. But believe me, I have been a good steward of your support, and I've been working very, very hard to continue to fight because that's who I am and that's how I'm made. But you are the reason. You are the wind in our sails. You are the gas in our tank. You are the guts in our heart and soul. You are at the center of everything we do. RealAlexJones.com. Go to GiveSendGo. It links right to the subpage. Make the donation. I've got a write-up right here that breaks it down. I've got the GiveSendGo write-up that I did that's so critical, and I'll read that when we come back. I'm going to shift gears into other topics. But this is a big deal for everybody. They are literally, read the state and federal filings. It's in the news. On the federal one, that's weeks old, that they want to own my name and say they own me. The judge said no, repeatedly. But now they're doing it at the state court. That's how wild they are. That's how arrogant. That's how desperate they are. We will never surrender. I will never surrender. But I can give out. I need your help now. Go to realalexjones.com. Defeat the enemy. That's how you do it. Defeat them.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbol
mobilizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
We are fighting for the very existence of our American Republic. We have the Democratic Party engaged in attempts to imprison and destroy and bankrupt anyone that stands against their operations, but the people are awake, and they are not intimidated. They are standing up. So let me finish up with the unprecedented attacks on InfoWars and yours truly, and the insane power grabs that are unprecedented to reintroduce slavery in the United States and repeal via lawfare and precedent the 13th Amendment, banning slavery in the United States. So if you go to realalexjones.com, you can donate at GiveSendGo. It is beyond critical. It is go time. I want to thank those that have donated. You're incredible. You are pissing off the enemies of freedom, unlike anything you can do other than getting a woman to not have an abortion or voting for President Trump or exposing the pedophile rings that run Hollywood that are all coming out. Their house of cards is coming down. You can see it. Even if we were losing right now, it would be the right thing to do to fight these people. knowing that generationally we'd win. We're winning now. We're turning the tide now. We're forcing the enemy out in the open now. And other than Trump, this broadcast has been the most effective operation against the enemy. So I suggest you bet on it at realalexjones.com with straight donations for my legal and defense systems to keep us on air. And if you want to support keeping the show on the air one way or another, thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and InfoWars is still here, and hopefully we get a good buyer. People are filing to do it. And then we continue on, and I work for those folks, and we keep moving forward. So also InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the great stuff there. And I'm going to stop this soon to get to all the news. I already covered a lot, but I've got a lot more, and we're going to open the phones up. But let me read to you what I wrote this morning, because I learned this at like 8 o'clock last night. They filed this yesterday afternoon. But my lawyers are on the job. Nobody told them. They didn't get notification. They're trying to sneak this through. Let's give people a notification. They thought we wouldn't know about this. Yeah. So, keep Alex Jones on the air emergency fundraiser. We'll just go to Gibson, go and show you this. The globalists are in full panic mode and are doing everything they can to take the number one American populist broadcast off the air. Democrat Party operatives are simultaneously attempting at the federal and state courts to close InfoWars forever. Most importantly, they have publicly filed to appoint a receiver over Alex Jones personally, a completely illegal move that violates the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery. Alex Jones intends to stay on the air one way or another, but he cannot do it without you taking action now. Your donations are vital to ensure that Jones can mount a legal defense and continue to stay on air at this historic time in the battle, not only for our republic, but for humanity itself. As President Trump has rightly stated hundreds of times, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. When you stand with yours truly, Alex Jones, in the face of the globalist onslaught, you are standing up not only for yourself, but your family, your country, and God. Again, your desperately needed donations will fund this operation, yours truly, Alex Jones, into the future and new operations. And try to save this operation, but we can't, the new operation. Again, your desperately needed donations will fund Alex Jones' legal defense and expenses associated with staying on the air that are essential to him being able to stay on the air regardless of what happens to InfoWars. We the people have turned the tide, but evil is striking back. Without your support, the enemies of humanity will win. Thank you, Alex Jones and crew. What are the coordinates of you to support at this critical time and to make the decision to try to save the republic and yourself? RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com or www.RealAlexJones.com. And you can also get this fundraiser shirt. There's two fundraiser shirts that cost more than the others. And they're all fundraisers, but these have a markup, so we actually get some money in to this great sponsor. So lost it behind the scenes. Alex Jones for President 2028. Talk about a triggering shirt, a fun shirt, and the classic InfoWars red on navy blue with the American flag on the right shoulder. Both of those at thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of victory, the coordinates of resistance, the coordinates of standing up against the tyrants. You cannot fight the New World Order more here in the third dimension than backing InfoWars. Nothing pisses off the New World Order more than you doing that. Thealexjonesstore.com. Now go to those coordinates. That's your decision. And not making a decision is a decision. Just like that song from Rush. If you choose to not make a choice, you still have made the choice. So I humbly thank you for your support and humbly ask those that haven't to decide what you're going to do. This is decision time. All right. I've been so busy. I will, Daria, this is on my phone and my email. I know you printed it off for me. Well, you're in my email. Get this document. Go ahead and get it in a file. I'm going to post it on X. During the next break, I will write a little blurb on this, and then I will get this out. We obviously need to take the last 20 minutes or so of me talking about this and get that out as soon as we can on X. And people can read this for themselves. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable that they're doing this. But it's not. Everything they do is over the top now. Everything they do is insane. And so I was sitting there during the break. I'm like, why don't I wear one of the shirts? I mean, I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. I'll wear one of the shirts. So that's why I changed shirts here. Why you see that. But I've never been more alive. I'm actually energized. Man, the fact that they hate me so much and hate you so much means that we're really getting to them. And this is going to blow up in their face. This is going to Streisand affect them bad. And I see support starting to come in. That's good. And believe me, the enemy's watching that, and they're getting so pissed. Because that'll just go right into the accounts for legal defense and to continue operations one way or another. And the bad guys know that, and they just know that you've got a will to fight and that you're not giving up. And I'm not giving up. And when we don't give up, it is absolutely powerful. Never let them break your will. TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com. Donate straight up. Take action now. Okay. Let me do this. Let me hit the Trump news that's so massive, just to break that down. And then I'm going to get into the new developments on the hurricane lack of response. FEMA announces non-citizen aliens will be granted disaster assistance, even though most of the disaster assistance was already taken for illegal aliens. That's coming up. But let me hit this for you right now. And I think the best way to start this is with a clip of myself before they tried to kill Trump, where I explain in June, before they grazed him and tried to kill him in Butler on the 13th of July, that their attempts to shut us down, this was happening in June, right when they were trying to have armed security that they just ordered to come in here and close the doors, and the security company went, well, yeah, where's the paperwork? And they threatened to fire them if they didn't do it, and then, of course, they didn't because they were smart, and I was here about to call the police. I was very nice. People heard that and thought Jones just made this up, and then it hit the news 2 days later. Yeah, they came to close the doors with no court order. You're like, well, that's illegal. Well, these are crazy people. They're vigilantes. What do you think Crossfire Hurricane was and all the stuff they've done to Trump and illegally spying on him and all the crap they did and trying to kill Julian Assange? This is the CIA at the top running this with the FBI. So this is June 2nd. Right when they were trying to shut the company down, and I'm on air explaining that this isn't about me. They're getting ready to go after Trump. Here it is. Really respect Jack Posobiec of naval intelligence and great work with Trump and geopolitics. He's got some of the best advice. So I've been texting him all day, and he's been busy. And I said, please come on, because I need your personal advice, what we should do and what's happening with InfoWars and what's going on. So he joins us now. Jack, historic moment, massive stuff going down and happening. I don't know how much you've been able to follow what's happening, but they tried to close the doors Friday and yesterday. I explained the security private company that I hired years ago that was now under the control of the CRO, but not control of the company. I make the final decisions in the law to shut this down. I had to literally say, I'm going to call the police. I had to block them. I had to say no. The security guys were like, yeah, we believe you. I said, where's the warrant? Where's the order? But something happened in the last 48 hours that panicked them to try to shut this place down. I think they make, look, I've been thinking about this all day. They may be even getting ready to assassinate Trump, folks. I don't know. Something big's coming. Jack, you're one of the smartest people I know, and I don't just say that to people's ass. I want you to listen to Jack Posobiec because I want to learn what he thinks. I've told you what I'm thinking. Something big's about to happen. They are totally desperate. Jack, what do you think's going on?
Alex, remember, we are 156 days away from the decision of whether or not this country will continue on in its current form as a republic, or whether we will become the full-flung tyranny that you, Alex Jones, have been doing on this program and various iterations of this program for 3 decades now. You have been the canary in the coal mine for every step of the way. You were the canary in the coal mine for censorship, the mass censorship, the way that you were digitally executed in the public square of the 21st century in 2018, 2019. Then what came next? The lawfare wasn't used against Trump first. No, it was used against Alex Jones first. So they gave you a social assassination along with your digital assassination. What are they trying to do now to Trump? They are trying to socially assassinate him. Next, of course, comes the deplatforming, the great shutting down. Because, Alex...
And I literally said hundreds of times, they're going to kill Trump. Something big's going down. They want us off air. The Justice Department ordered this place shut down without a court order. Now, that's total desperation, people. And now they're filing stuff saying they own my name and I can't be on air and they own me. And I went and looked at the federal rulings against this. They've tried it before, other groups. And they said, 13th Amendment, slavery. Now, Senator Ron Johnson has come out and said there's evidence of a second shooter trying to kill Trump in Pennsylvania. No kidding. So I said over and over again, 2 days after they tried to kill Trump in July, they're going to say the Iranians are behind it. Now it comes out, and when this broke a month ago, oh, they caught Iranians trying to kill Trump. The FBI went and found them, created them, funded them, and was trying to get it done and protected them. Breaking, FBI linked to foreign assassin targeting Trump. Arranged terrorist entry into the U.S. Just like you've got the American train and the Foreign Legion in Ukraine coming back with a $150,000 bounty on Trump that we broke with Posobiec as well. Here's another one. The FBI entraps another fake assassin. Here's the actual indictment document where the feds even have to admit it all. So this is all happening. Pakistani man charged with murder for hire plot that may have targeted Trump, Politico. Trump briefed on alleged assassination threats by Iran. So, he's going back to Butler this weekend. He's going to be speaking with Elon Musk there on the same stage. We'll be covering it live here at Infowars.com/show. Band out video and Relox Jones on X. But the desperateness to get us off air and the desperateness to put Trump in jail and the desperateness to kill Trump is totally emblematic of the fact that there is a political global realignment against the globalist. They know in their own documents that come out, their own admissions at Davos, that 90% of people hate their guts now. And so they need a cyber attack, a new war, a bunch of terror attacks to demonize their opposition, a new virus. They're trying to say that, you know, Marburg, that's basically airborne, or, you know, Ebola, super Ebola is in Germany when it's not. Headlines say it, Marburg in Germany, you read the fine print, it's not true. They're doing train station scares. They've tried the monkeypox scare. They've tried the bird flu scare. And we're 31 days out from the election. So the investment in promoting Trump and Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk and myself, Elon's just as hardcore as I am now. He's killing it. But those guys are still operating. Those guys are bigger than me in ways. I am the one they've been after the longest and the hardest, and they got me up against the wall. So in the name of survival, in the name of them not winning, in the name of sticking it to the bad guys, realallishjones.com, go make a donation right now. Also support the broadcast, whatever happens to InfoWars, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the T-shirts like this one, the fundraiser shirts, at thealexjonesstore.com. It is go time. And they know, because they've got my bankruptcy numbers, that I don't have any money and that we're trying to build it up right now to fight these guys. And I need your support. All right. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Ron Johnson. Was there a second shooter at the Trump assassination attempt in Butler, PA? This is what he and his Senate colleagues are saying. Here it is.
We interviewed one of the snipers on Hercules 2. That was the team that was obstructed by a tree, couldn't see Crooks. In the testimony, and we haven't interviewed the other guy, but that sniper said he thought, when he started hearing shots fired, he thought his partner was hit because he heard the zip crack of a bullet fly to his left. Looks over, he wasn't. He said, how far do you think that bullet was to our left? And his partner goes, I thought it was to the right. They're 6 feet apart. So as it stands right now, the testimony is a bullet flew between Hercules 2, the second sniper team, they couldn't see Crooks. Crooks couldn't see them, which puts pressure on the FBI, and I just put it on today. When are we going to get your ballistics report, your bullet trajectory report, your the audio report from, you know, where's your analysis?
So they're blocking all that. They're not releasing any of that. They know they've been caught red-handed. That is a massive, massive issue. All right, we opened the phones up yesterday. Let's get the phone system ready and get John in there. And we just took all these calls from people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Western Florida that were devastated. And there's just no feds there, no help, except feds blocking trucks and helicopters and drones getting in to help people. And that's confirmed because the feds don't want it getting back on because it's the rural areas that are knocked out. And the blue cities will carry those states for Kamala Harris. I mean, this is ridiculous how obvious this is. And we'll open the phones up on that subject, on Trump going back to Butler, on what will the desperate deep state do next, and what do you make of the filing that I'm going to, during this break, come up, write the tweet describing what's happening in this new effort to literally enslave me and say they own my name, own everything I do, and some dude is my boss and runs me for the rest of my life. You can't even do that. They don't do receivers over private people. But I have to go battle this. The precedent says you can't take somebody's private ex as part of a bankruptcy. They're filing that. And if I don't fight that, they win. So it makes it imperative, and it makes it so much easier if we get flooded with money in this war. It takes money to win wars. You know, all we've given you is victory and success. All you've given me is victory and success. But now, after 30 years, this is the most crucial time by a mile for you to support and to share the word, because they hate what we're doing. They hate what we're saying. The enemies of freedom count on this show one way or another going away, and we're not going to let them do that. You're not going to let them. RealAlexJones.com takes you to Give, Send, Go. And the donations are coming in, and the enemy's watching that, and they're so angry. Every dollar, every $100, every $5, every $10. You cannot support your own future and your own freedom at a better place than voting for Trump, than getting involved in local government, than getting involved in the school council, to cutting off the critical race theory and the transgender brainwashing, and to supporting our broadcast. There is nowhere, I challenge you, where is the enemy more pissed because we've been so effective with the truth? Nowhere like RealAlexJones.com, where you go right there and donate. RealAlexJones.com. I want to salute those that have donated. I want to encourage everybody. Now's the time for action. Make the decision. Look in the mirror. And there's other ways to support as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. And I hope to save InfoWars in 39 days. We'll put that on screen. But the bad guys say they've been telling the new trustee, who's, you know, not doing any favors, but he's got a good name and is fair, that they want it shut down immediately if the bad guys get it. We can be shut down the 14th of November. That's 40 days out. The auction's 39. We are all Alex Jones now. We are all Donald Trump now. We are all Tucker Carlson now. We are all Elon Musk now. We're all the Hodge twins now. You've done incredible things in the past, and I just ask you now to look at the world and what's happening and count the cost and ask yourself, how easy is it to back an organization the enemy hates above all others? And there's a whole process in this sale where we've got to have our lawyers involved in the whole thing and after to protect everybody's rights and to do a lot of maneuvers and a lot of stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. And I got a lot of maneuvers. Wouldn't call it tricks. That's what the enemy does. I got a lot of maneuvers up my sleeve. But it takes money for the research to be done. I mean, they weren't going to tell us they snuck attacked this thing in the state filing. They weren't giving anybody notice. But people are watching. We knew within hours, within 2 hours, and we're on it. I'm working 18 hours a day other than exercise and family time, and I am totally committed to you. All right, we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to give the number out here in a moment. I want to get into the election news. I want to get into the big, huge transgender cult news. They're getting busted everywhere. It's pedophiles, of course. See, if they can cut kids' genitals off and say they're another sex, well, that's another way to abuse a child and get the same thing, the power they want over a child. It's worse than raping them. Hard to believe that, but it is, isn't it? Is it worse a kid gets raped or they cut their penis off? Or chemically sterilize them, gives them all these health problems and stunts their growth and brainwashes them? I mean, these are sick, evil people we're fighting. And that's why, even if you can't donate at Real Alex Jones, or you can't go to thealexjonesstore.com or drjonesnaturals.com, the coordinates of liberty and resistance, you can share the live feed on X right now of Real Alex Jones. You can share the clips and the articles. And you're doing it. Keep doing it. The enemy's pissed. If they were invincible, they wouldn't be freaking out. They wouldn't be trying to bully and silence and intimidate in prison. We're winning. We're turning the tide. You can see it. Anywhere they have half-free elections, patriots are getting elected. The globalists are in full panic mode. They're resigning all over the place. The pedophilia is all coming out. Connected to Epstein, the CIA. I got news, breaking news on that next hour. In fact, I'll hit that next. Problem is, I got so much news on, it's even hard to even do it justice. It's crazy. It's on Piers Morgan, the CIA is running P. Diddy with Epstein. We already knew that, but it's coming out. I mean, it's going down. It's going down. It's on like Donkey Kong. And if we just got more than 1% to support, it would be a joke. We'd beat these people so easily. Because I'm fighting at every level of the info war with people. Every level. I don't ever spend my time telling about the harassment and the PIs and the dirty tricks and just the insane crap we've been through, because I expect to get flack. But now when we enter the zone where we're over the main target and we got enemy missiles coming up at us, you're the anti-aircraft that's got the anti-missile systems that take those missiles out. It's like I'm Luke Skywalker closing on the reactor shaft. Stay on target. Stay on target. And I've got to just focus on that and just squeeze that trigger and... But I'm not Luke Skywalker in the analogy. All of us together are Luke Skywalker with all your actions, sharing the articles, sharing the videos, praying for the broadcast, buying products, doing your own podcast. I need everybody. Should I, if Jack Posobiec was under attack, if Glenn Beck was under attack, and they've all defended me, by the way, I would defend them. I need, but she's already done, Tucker Carlson, everybody. But I've got to shoot reports. I've got to show the documents. They've got to see it. And then they'll get their audiences concerned about what's going on. And we need this to be a huge political issue, what they're trying. People are kind of used to me being attacked and harassed. Well, that's Alex. He's tough. He survived a bunch. Yeah, I've had 9 lives, and I'm down to my 9th right now. But we make it through this, I'll get 9 more. But it's like on the last level of the game, 1 life, almost out of ammo. Give me another life. Reload my ammo now. RealAlexJones.com. Reload me now. I'll keep fighting. I need ammo, ammo, ammo. I need it now, now, now. Go, RealAlexJones.com. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route. But let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge. And I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just
Working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
About all this. I will choose free will. All right. You know, here's the deal. I learned about this last night at about 8 o'clock. I've been dealing with it this morning. And then it's such a giant, unprecedented attack. I mean, you understand, I'm not hyping it. They want to own my name, have a guy like I'm a corporation own me, in violation of the 13th Amendment. You say that'll never happen. Look at all the rest of the tyranny. They legalized illegally 325,000 kids in slave labor and sex slavery and stopped the DNA testing and disappeared their names with no paperwork. And then internally DHS leaked 8,000 names to Muckraker. They go to a bunch of the houses and they go, yeah, I had the little girl for 2 weeks and then I just gave her away. Some of them are as young as 3 months old. I've had the whistleblowers on that are on the airplanes with the kids with newborn babies, 3-month-old babies, 4-month-old babies, and there's no diapers or food. They fly them all over the country. They're just shitting all over the place. I mean, it's just, you have stark, raving, lunatic criminals running the government that are now denying aid everywhere. So, the crew's coming during the breaks. It's not their fault. Hey, write a headline. Hey, give us a thing. I can't do it. I'm like, yeah, I need to put out the document where they say I'm their slave. People are like, oh, we didn't know that. Well, that's what I'm saying on air. So it'll only take me 5 minutes. I've got to go give them the document. Here's the document. I've got to write the post on X. I got to get it out because I'm up here talking about this. People need to see the proof. And then I do need to shoot some quick, short reports. It's not 30 minutes long where I describe what's happening and how big this is. Because, again, if this was happening to anyone else, it would be totally insane. I mean, Jordan Peterson's psychology, national guild said he's got to go for re-education for a week because he said some things against transgenders or whatever they didn't like. And that's a scandal and that's wrong. But that's a huge thing. And he packs stadiums on how censored he is and how terrible it is and how he's the most censored guy. And I like Jordan Peterson. But that's nothing compared to what Trump and I have gone through. And it's nothing compared to what you'll go through if they set the precedent. Do you understand? They say they own my name in federal and state court. And if I don't fight them, they'll have judges certify that. You understand how crazy this is? We are not in a normal climate anymore. We are in total, absolute, bonker level tyranny. And so quite frankly, I'm so pissed off, I can't barely do the show right now. Not even about me. It's like when they sent in federal ordered agents with a private security firm to lock the doors in early June. And people didn't believe it, even though it hit the news 2 days later. I know why you didn't believe it. It's crazy. And then it happened. They admitted it. I immediately said, they're getting ready to kill Trump and do some big false flags or something. This isn't about me. It's about all of us. Do you understand that? So I was just realizing, I'm going to sit here and beat up my audience and beg and beg and beg to you when you're huge and awesome. I need to have short, crisp explaining this, or people can go clip it out earlier, put it out. I need the whole crew to get on this and do reports on this and explain it. And I need everybody else to pick up on this. And this needs to be a huge story because it is. Okay. They don't want money. They want to shut down InfoWars and then appoint a receiver like I'm a corporation that owns me in violation of the 13th Amendment. And Soros, that runs Media Matters and funds it, openly says he wants to buy it. That is something we can deal with because I'll continue on. And we get enough funds through these groups working with, we'll hire the whole crew back and won't miss a beat. Though enough money wasn't there, it's starting to come in. The enemy knows that. So now they've done this. So I gotta nail this. So I'm going to come back with your calls, and I'm going to come back with all this other news I haven't hit. But first, I got to get this tweet out. First, a little bit of the Tucker Carlson event from a few weeks ago, and we'll be back.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to bring out our next guest, who... And let me just say, we had a little trouble finding an arena that would take him because he's so controversial. And I'm grateful to... where we are right now and to the people of Pennsylvania. But let me just say, can I say one thing about Alex Jones? So Alex Jones is one of those people you're supposed to be very shocked by. Here's the one fact about Alex Jones that I can't get over. Alex Jones predicted 9/11. And he did know, think about this for a sec. And he did so on tape. Now I worked in television my whole life. When you're on TV, there's a timestamp. We don't need to guess. I'm on TV for decades saying super dumb things, which live forever on YouTube. Alex Jones, in the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center and they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. So, no, check us out. So I lived in D.C. at the time. Trust me. I had a daily news show on another channel. Not one person was saying anything like that. So Alex Jones says that it's on tape. We can prove he said that. It happens. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have known? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they said about the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that. And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison. Why would you put the guy who called that in prison? This guy is clearly on the side of the United States. He's trying to help our country. So that fact... If there's only one thing you know about Alex, everything I said is 100% true, by the way. I'm not guessing about it. This is a fact. If there's one thing to know about Alex Jones, it's that. And on the basis of that, I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met. And so I am proud to have him. Not having him here because it's like naughty. Ooh, Alex Jones. It's like, no, no, no. I'm proud to know Alex Jones. I'm proud to know the person who tried to warn the country about the worst terror attack in our history and was persecuted for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones. The point
that intro was too good.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Tucker's the best, not me. Tucker.
Well, it's true, and it makes me mad. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier, that the only thing they're good at is seizing the moral high ground, and they try to make you ashamed of the best things about your life, like being married or having normal kids or not castrating your children or whatever. Or knowing Alex Jones. They're like, oh, how can you know Alex Jones? And I'm sick of it. And I'm just going to say that Alex Jones is my friend. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. I'm not ashamed, and you shouldn't be either. They should be ashamed. He called 9/11, and they tried to put him in jail for it. So anyway, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. I got to say, I love you. This is a beautiful state, full of beautiful people, and when we get President Trump elected, all of us together are going to lift the curse off of this country, and we're going to send the globalists to prison. And it is amazing to meet all these great people, and whether they're black, white, old, young, to see the electricity in people's eyes that are populist and that are Americans and that love God and that love children and love freedom and hate tyranny. I can feel the strength in this auditorium at capacity in Reading, Pennsylvania. And like I told the globalists a long time ago, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
It just makes me laugh. Alex Jones, so controversial. Love God, love America, love freedom. Oh, you're so radical.
and Tucker, Alex, the one thing I always give Alex props for that no one ever gives him credit for, Alex Jones has stood against war for 30 years every single day of his career.
Do you feel that the hope that in the end there's victory? Do you really feel that?
Barring the globalists starting a nuclear war. But then they'll still get beat in that process. Those of us survive will dig them out of their holes. Their bunkers will be their tombs. But other than them trying to start World War III, which we're very close to, other than end of the world stuff, our trajectory's victory. All over the world, populists are winning. All over the world, the incumbents are getting thrown out. All over the world, I mean, you go to a comment on Instagram where they even try to censor, and Bill Gates does an interview, there'll be 20 million views, and I'll read for an hour and can't find one person that isn't exposing him. Klaus Schwab had to step down as the head of the WF. The globalists are hated. They just had their big Davos meeting earlier this year about getting trust back, and I watched the Clinton Foundation with Chelsea up there at her gala going, everyone hates us now more than ever. What do we do? We've got to censor them more, and Hillary crawls out from under a rock. We'll start arresting Americans for their speech. That'll teach them. I'll get you and your little dog, too. We have forced them out in the open. They're weak. The mask is off. And now the sleeping giant is awakened.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look. What happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males. It confused them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science. Then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die. and the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me. And then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him at a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones, because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about, make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers what they want them to do. And so whenever you see them, like, oh, look, the shots are good. We're all getting them. Take 10. It all works wonderful. Arrest Donald Trump. That's literally the CIA, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation assaulting you when you're at home drinking a beer trying to watch some comedy. And so that's, I mean, people think I predicted, God, he was right. The frogs are all turning gay and then they're dying. You know, no, it's been known forever, but they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it, when I was reading the documents, because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT Quarterly. Then MIT about 7 years ago, look this up, humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so that they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got goats that are part spider, okay? And their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon, he's happy. Like, he comes on, 2 days later he calls back, he goes, the Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell me it was classified. They're gonna kill me if you don't take down that interview, okay? So you're hearing all this, look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff, okay? All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else. But they can't get full control of the human population yet, because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill, they admit it was, to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg, we'll bring you to justice, legally and lawfully through the court system. And if you look at the politicians, and Democrats particularly, they are not connected to reality. So to them, everything human is scared. Scary. They want sanitized, shrunken. I mean, if you look at Democrat Party politicians, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. So these are...
Wait. I'm sorry. I want you to stop. When you look at a Democratic politician, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. I just want to acknowledge that as a great description.
And you've been around them in person, so have I. I mean, the vibes, 20 feet from Hillary, you repel. It's up there like jack-o'-lantern. I can't even make a face. I mean, horrifying. And they're slithering around.
I'm not really sure how Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee, went in like one day from being someone everybody made fun of to being the most heroic figure in human history. I'm still kind of bewildered by it, but I would be interested in your take on Kamala Harris. Who is Kamala Harris and how'd she get here?
That's a great question. Well, Kamala Harris got the same amount of votes in the primaries as Ronald McDonald, which is zero. Kamala Harris is a soulless, truly empty flesh bag who was admittedly a sex operative. It's clear that Kamala Harris was a political sex operative Willie Brown's talked about it, all of it. And then she was so soulless and would put innocent people in prison, know they were innocent on death row, home invasions, looking for legal guns, saying she'd do it. Then when she was the attorney general, she would put pro-lifers that exposed the illegal killing of babies right at 9 months when they were already born and the selling of their organs, including still beating baby hearts. She would put the journalists in jail for many years. That's her famous cases. So the system has seen her, has passed her around. They know she's super stupid, and they can bring her in like Biden and then blame everything that bad happens on her. And so she is the greatest example of a mindless puppet that they want to put in to further demoralize us to think that that's America, to make America a further joke around the world.
Is Pennsylvania going to vote for Kamala Harris?
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at dalexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, we've got masses of news to get to. I also set it up with the phones up, but the show's getting away from us, and I got a special guest coming up. I obviously need to come here tomorrow and do like a 5-hour show with calls or something. The New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, is making its move on everybody that stands up to them right now because they're weak, and history is unfolding right now. We can't let the globalists get us used to being attacked and our people being attacked. But I made a point earlier that really hit the crew. And I like Jordan Peterson, but it was a huge story for 6 months. Oh my God. And it made him even more popular that, oh my gosh, the psychological association he's part of in the government, licensing in Canada because, the things he said wants him to go to a 5-day re-education thing for continued learning and he won't do it. So he's going to lose his license. They're literally trying to shut us down and take my name and put a receiver over me when federal and state law says you can't do that in these rigged courts to reinstitute slavery and indentured servitude. That's what this is in federal and state filings, the new one in the state. That is such a huge deal. And really, I'm thinking I should just be shooting special reports on this, encapsulating it. We're putting one up on X right now that's got the documents so you can see it on Real Alex Jones, what I was just doing, getting it all scanned in and up to you. So that all the other talk show hosts can come to our defense because I would defend them. I mean, this is a big story after all the harassment and crap we've been through. And they're saying they want to set this precedent. We've got to rally against the lawfare and the precedent the left's trying to get going here. And I got to get Robert Barnes, one of the smartest people I know. He doesn't even know about this yet. I got to get him on the show. Daria, call him right now. Tell him what's going on. I've got to get him on. Even if it's after the show, I'll just tape it like it's live and we'll put it out on X. Because you need to hear it from him. Because I've already talked to my lawyers. I've already seen the rulings. I've already seen the Fifth Circuit and Supreme Court ruling and state Supreme Court ruling saying when they tried this before, other leftist groups, this is indentured servitude. You can't do this. But with me, they think they're going to get it through. I mean, this is crazy. And then while I'm battling it, they'll still be trying to keep me off the air, even if they shut down InfoWars. And this is because the globalists already tried to kill Trump. The system is totally desperate. They're going for broke. So I want to thank those that have donated to legal defense. It's going to cost a lot of money to fight these people. I need you to energize me right now and to stand up for yourself and your own liberty and know that I'll keep fighting harder than ever and I'll never back down, but I could give out. RealAlexJones.com takes you right to the Give, Send, Go account, whether it's $1 or $100 or $1,000. I want to thank everybody making donations. This is the war for freedom. Rob B. just gave $10. Thank you. That's the most recent donation. Please take action now. And guys, print me a bunch of their comments, because later I'm going to shoot a video and read a bunch of their comments, and you can continue to refresh and go down. You can click on more of those comments
and get those. Because I've told my crew, we're under attack, the ship's under attack, the most evil, sophisticated assault yet. We need to report on ourselves. We need to now, we're the big story. We're here for everybody else's story. We're here for everybody else when they're under attack. And it's like we're, you know, a staple and a household name and an institution everybody expects to keep being there. And this is the Alamo. They're coming over the parapets right now. They're coming over the wall. I don't know what I got to do to explain to you. We need to maybe have a graphic of fire the bat signal where it's like maybe an AI of Alex Jones fires the bat signal and asks for help. I fire the 1776 bat signal. I'm like Paul Revere that just rode 5 hours and I pull up to a barn and say, my horse needs water and some grain. And I'll keep riding through the night, folks, but I cannot do it without you, realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. That's where you donate. Get the t-shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Support the sponsorship with the great supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. InfoWars is there. Got great products ready to ship, but they may take it over in November. Keep supporting it until then. But this is game time. I've been on air 30 years plus, 30 years and 6 months. April this year was 30 years. This is the big one. And again, it's the climate we're in. They're going to try to kill Trump again. They're going to do false flags. They don't want us on air exposing all the stuff they're up to. They can't operate in this climate of us resisting them. It's essential for them to shut us down. Like Trump getting shot at and all this stuff. That's not entertainment. It's not like a reality show. Oh, let's see if he gets killed in Butler tomorrow. This is go time. This is the big one. And I almost didn't do the show today because I wanted to just cut precise reports, show you the documents. I've already done that some. And explain this, but do you understand? I'm not hyping this. They're saying they own my name. They say they'll own me like a corporation. They're saying they'll silence me. It's insane. And it totally violates the law, but they think they've got courts they own. So I've got to fight this vigorously. I'm calling for your support. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm done talking about it for now. I just know this is all part of the climate of tyranny. And what we're up against. I mean, they're not giving aid in these states. They're blocking the aid. They're giving it to illegal aliens. They're blocking the helicopters and private citizens. They're so evil. They're at war with us. They know they're at war. They love it. The Democratic Party is a satanic, pedophile-run cult. And I've got a bunch of news on that. I mean, the federal filings, the lawsuits, the federal indictment. Hundreds and hundreds of celebrities and people involved in raping children, young children. They had the little kids, 10, 11 years old, talking about how they're owned by P. Diddy, how their mother gave them to them, and the guys are rubbing on them. I mean, you know, these people think they're invincible, but P. Diddy was just there to blackmail people for the CIA. P. Diddy's not the bottom of the rabbit hole. Neither is Jeffrey Epstein. They're the opening to the rabbit hole. 325,000 smuggled kids into slave labor and sex slavery. That's who you're up against. Let it sink in. They're going for broke. They've weaponized the courts. But the stuff they're doing is so outrageous. If you fight them right, you win like we've been doing. And every time they fail to shut us down, they just get more pissed off. The stakes are so insanely high. The enemies of freedom hope you don't share the articles and videos. They hope you don't tell your email list every day and your text message folks, the links, the articles, so you can bypass the censors. They're counting on you, not realizing how incredibly important you are. They're counting on you not going to realalexjones.com. They're counting on you not going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. They're counting on you not going to drjonesnaturals.com. They're counting on you not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the Biomineral Fusion and X2 and X3 and all that there ready for you. It takes money to fight a war. And I want to be covering news. But the news is we're under unprecedented attack with the most un-American crap this country's ever seen, claiming they physically own my name and own me. It will never happen. I will never comply. I will never back down. I will never sell out. But I can't keep fighting without you. This isn't a movie. It's not a drama. It isn't a Greek tragedy. This is real.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the T-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, that it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I am asking you to keep me in the fight. I am asking you to keep me at the front lines. Breaking from X, Real Alex Jones. Please repost it, retweet it now. All of you, breaking. Democrat Party lawyers have filed in Texas court to appoint a receiver over Alex Jones, the person. Literally repealing the 13th Amendment outlawing of indentured
servitude and slavery. Again, repealing the 13th Amendment, outlawing of indentured servitude and slavery. Alex Jones is live on air right now laying out the battle plan to stop the tyrants dead in their tracks. If this was happening to Jordan Peterson or Tucker Carlson, it would be the top story in the country. If they're able to do this to Alex Jones, then they will do it to anybody they want. Please read and share the state court filing below. CT plaintiff's application for turnover and appointment of receiver. You don't do that with individual people that have already been through bankruptcy, but they don't care. They think they control the courts. They're in the federal court saying they own my name. They own Real Alex Jones. We have to fight them every step of the way, and we will win, but it takes money. So if you want to keep me in the fight and literally stick it to the New World Order, because they hate this broadcast more than any other show, RealAlexJones.com. RealAlexJones.com. And get the T-shirts and more at TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, let's start getting back into all the news, right into the next hour on the economy and the wars, and just it's all total insanity. But, you know, at least I'm not this poor lady. All she did was jack into the computers, her right as a county clerk, to see if they've been hacked. Tina Peters, former Colorado County clerk, sentenced to 9 years in prison. The judge gave her the maximum sentence. You talk about a lynch mob for interfering in elections. So you expose the fraud or tried to, you go to jail. Absolutely disgusting that that is going on. So they're desperate, but it's already been found all over the country that Trump was right. Illegals, dead people voting. Now the Democrats admit the illegals vote. Now they're registering to vote everywhere. But they can't have us or others on the air calling them out while they do this. And all I can say is, boy, the last few years I've been saying Elon Musk is getting better and better. Now he's on all cylinders, as hardcore as I am, as hardcore as Tucker Carlson, going to the Trump rally tomorrow in Butler. I mean, this is going to be beyond epic. And we're going to have live coverage of that tomorrow, breaking it all down as soon as the rally starts and then during it with a live stream right here at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and band.video. Whatever happens to Infowars on the 13th with the sale of it, we may get the good buyers. They've already filed to do it. Good people I've said I like that I'd work with. There's a lot of other folks coming in. The bad guys say they're going to outbid it. I would just continue on, except they're saying, no, we own his name. We own him. We want a receiver over him to control everything he does. Insane. I'll never do it. It's unconstitutional. It's garbage. But I'm going to beat them in court. And one way or another, we're going to stay on air. But I cannot, the only link that's missing, and you're partially got the link done, is supporting us by getting T-shirts and ball caps at thealexjonesstore.com and by making straight donations at realalexjones.com for the legal defense and to continue the broadcast. One way or another, this is go time. I mean, look, keep me in the fight. It's that simple. Okay. I could go on for hours about this, and it ties into all this other pervert news I'm going to hit in a minute. Of this organized cult with all the big money and the big banks and BlackRock and the Pretzkers behind it. But you've got P. Diddy, and you've got all these people that work for him on record coming out and explaining what's happening, how it's tied to Epstein, everything else. Here's a clip from Piers Morgan, Jaguar Wright. Here it is.
He's got everybody on tape. They all know it.
For those who were never at these freak-off parties, what were they like?
See, this is the thing. Everything that I'm about to say to you is not my first-hand knowledge. It is my first-hand witness account experience. I was a sex worker. I was a dominatrix before I got my record deal. That's how I know how the dark world and the sex world and the entertainment world run hand in hand. That's why the movie Blink Twice is so important. Salute to Zoe Kravitz. The sex workers that I have worked with throughout the years and continue to work with even to this day have worn hidden cameras. I have my own tape. I've seen what they do. The ritualistic behaviors, the drugging, putting girls in suitcases, dumping them in alleyways. It's horrifying. And it's all done under the protection of, this is going to be paid off. There's another NDA. This is going to be, it's terrible.
It seems to have been something that people, a lot of people knew about, but people were simply too scared to talk about.
Everyone knows. And every person that's sitting there trying to act surprised knows very well. The whole point of this, like Cat Williams said when he sat with Shay Shay earlier this year, the whole point of this is for them in a coordinated effort to pretend like none of it is real for the public's perception. But everyone knows what's going on, and it's been going on for years. It's been going on before Diddy. See, people keep looking at him like he's this Sputnik that came out of nowhere. This is someone who was designed to be what he is. We got to stop making ditties. And if we're going to do that, then we got to go back. We got to go back to even further, the mentors of these people. Because Diddy was taught how to do what he does systematically, and Clyde Davis has been his greatest teacher.
And she goes on to talk about Epstein and all the rest of it. So it's all coming out. They're not going to be able to stop it. These names will shock you. Attorney for 120 Diddy accusers says will reveal powerful people who enabled him amid rape, pedophilia allegations. Remember Governor Newsom giving his wife to Harvey Weinstein for sex? It's a sex cult. And pedophilia is at the heart of it. That's how you get in it. Again, the Italian mafia, you got to kill some people so they got dirt on you, and you got to be basically, you know, Italian or Sicilian, mainly, depending on the mafia group. Mexican mafia, it's the same. You got to kill people, rob liquor stores so they got dirt on you, and they know. Same thing with, you know, any, you know, really serious criminal organization. The rite of passage is killing people, making your bones. But that's not in this network of systems. It's gay sex is the first thing, so they got dirt on you there. That's just the first door. And then drugs, illegal stuff, and then pedophilia. And so that's the initiation, right? That's how you get brought into the club. So when you see a lot of these Democrats predominantly, and it's some Republicans, but, I mean, you look at a stage full of top Democrats, I mean, I'd say 80% of them screw kids. And then you see them externalizing their death cult, taking over the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, any institution they can get. And at first they get caught screwing kids and the institution covers it up because they don't want to get in trouble. And then they recruit more and then they take it over. And here's just some examples today. Without even looking for these stories, this is just in the news today. Overhead shot. Seven Arizona school districts exposed for transitioning confused children behind parents' backs. Whether you're in Texas, Florida, it's going on in blue cities and red states. Whether you're in purple states, blue states are really bad. Like Oregon and Washington passed laws to take kids as young as seven from their parents if they say, no, you're not really another sex, and putting them in secret dormitories with the cult. And then the parents aren't even told where the child is or that the child was taken. That's in the Oregon law. Yeah, they kidnap kids. But it's like it came out in Denver a few years ago. It happens everywhere. They didn't tell them that on career day for fifth graders, a drag queen came and told them that she a sex worker and made money. And it was a great job to dance at the bar and to be a prostitute and that they could be like him who said he was a woman. And the parents of the fifth graders, it was like on local news, the parents are upset they weren't told. It's all about screwing up your kid, grooming them, mainly autistic kids, and then, oh, it's special, you're in a special, they create secret files on you, they don't tell the parents, and then they mainline them into this cult. Yeah, there it is, California's the latest school board, the latest state where a school board is requiring staff potentially out trans kids. Oh, so see, lawsuits get filed. It's criminal what they're doing. So they spend like, oh, they're being mean to the trans kids. They're outing them. No, the school is creating it. Let's continue. Tavistock child psychologist can still practice despite conviction for grooming a child trying to have sex with them. The Tavistock Institute's run by MI6, MI6, British Intelligence, on record. They created in the 1960s the plan for the transgender movement under the transhumanist movement to set the precedent to scramble the sexes and break down society. Remember, the CIA funded in West Germany from the 60s until the 90s. What was declassified 5 years ago, over 30,000 children taken from good families as young as 6 months old, given to convicted pedophiles to create a new family structure of sex with the adults and children. Don't believe me? Just type in, Germany gave 30,000 children to convicted sex offenders. The Tavistock Gender Identity Development Service was a clinic in London that treated children and adolescents with gender dysphoria. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. That's the New Yorker. Now you understand. Here's another one. Sex ed group refuses to release inappropriate material shown in New Brunswick school report. Just like if you try to speak at the Austin City Council, our own reporters have done it, about how your sixth grade daughter or son can go get a book off the shelf about pedophilia, a graphic novel showing adults having sex with children. Now, real child porn's illegal. This stuff they claim isn't, but it's graphic. I mean, it looks real. I'd never seen child porn in my life, thank God. And when Christy Lee's kid is in school here in Austin, she got a copy of it, went and spoke at the school board and stuff. They, you know, threw people out over it because you can't read that on TV, but you can show it to kids. She gave me the book, and I went in my office and opened it, and I couldn't finish it. I mean, it's images of adults screwing kids. And they're like, oh, you can't read that here in the school district. We have the video. Hell, she went down there. And parents being thrown out. I like my neighbor Bob. And stuff like that. He invites me into his shed. He wants to suck my... I let him. It feels great. It's literally teaching kids to be raped. It's grooming. And here you have the Tavistock Institute, of course, doing that. That's what it's all about. What's worse than raping a kid? Cutting their penis off. Cutting a girl's breast off. It's Hellraiser, folks. And who's the new Hellraiser movie? It's a man to a woman that goes around cutting people's pee-pees off. Sex ed group refuses to release inappropriate material shown to Brunswick School report. So you can't show the public this, but you show the kids. 122 individuals arrested, two minors rescued in Sacramento County anti-sex trafficking sting. We are deeply saddened and shocked. French far-left activists indicted in disabled child rape case. That's just what I came across without looking today. There are sites on X that have hundreds of articles a day of this. It's everywhere. That's who they are. So they are adults literally coming in and recruiting your children into a sex cult. And they know you're opposing them, and they know you're waking up to what they've set up through the child services and all the rest of it. And they are in full panic mode. And they're trying to intimidate us. Well, I will continue to expose the pedophiles and the sex groomers and the sex mutilators no matter what the Democrat Party law firms do to me. And I'll continue to expose the human trafficking by the criminal Mayorkas, Biden-Harris crime syndicate. I'll continue to fight World War III starting. And I will continue to fight to secure our currency. And I'll continue to expose the CIA and the NSA illegal spying. And I will continue to expose all the Satanism they're promoting. And I'll continue to expose the private Federal Reserve. And I'll continue to expose their weather weapons. And I'll continue to expose everything these scumbags are doing. And we're going to bring them to justice. This is a war. And we are starting to turn the tide. And it's those of you that spread the word. And share the articles and videos. And pray with the broadcast. And that donate at realalexjones.com. That are the champions in this fight. That actually care about our future. That are actually the men and women in the arena. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to salute you for what you're doing. And I want to encourage those that talk about this around the water cooler and send an occasional link to go make your own videos, to expose evil yourself. They can't get us all. And that's the good news. Where I hit more news. Yeah, Alex Jones was the biggest and the best years ago. fighting the New World Order. I don't care about being the biggest and best. I was. Because of the crew and the support and just where we are and everything, that was a blessing from God. And it ain't about being number one. Because when you're number one in this, they come after you. But now they got totally awake Tucker Carlson. Now they got totally awake Elon Musk. Rogan's totally awake behind the scenes. Come a long way. Russell Brand. The list goes on and on. Countless prominent people. All the most popular people in the world. Not just here, but in French and Spanish and Chinese are talking about the new world order. We're turning the tide. They're in trouble. So to my enemies, you're obsessed with me. You want to get me. Great. I know you're never going away. I know you're never stopping. It's a fact of life. So I am into it. I'm alive. And I'm committed to the children. And I'm committed to the sex slaves. And I'm committed to the slave labor children. And I'm committed to fight for them and to never stop. And when you support this show, you are fighting for the children and you are fighting for our sovereignty and you are fighting to stop war and you are fighting to stop false flags and you're fighting to stop the deep state trying to kill Trump. I came out day one and said it was a stand down and laid it all out and it's all come out now because I see it like it is and I'll nail it up front. I won't sit there and hesitate at the moment that the truth's got to be told. I will go in through and beyond. But it's only because I've had you backing me. And that's why when you call in thanking me, I say, stop it. I want to thank you. If you want to thank me, thank yourself. And thank God he gave you the sense to understand what's going on. And help me by spreading the word and supporting us with finances to prosecute the war. You know, the old World War II posters where the man working in a factory or a woman is just as important as somebody on the front lines of that war effort. Because if you're not building the planes and the tanks and the rifles and the bullets and the hand grenades and the food and the shipping containers and the ships and the amphibious landers and the aircraft, baby, we ain't got nothing. And this is a war. And that's why everything I do is about something that helps you empower your life. So you'll get a great response. So you'll like it and come back and support us at DrJonesNaturals.com to have a symbiotic relationship. That's another key coordinate to support the operation. And to continue on the fight with our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements go there now. And the alexjonesstore.com for the t-shirts and the ball caps. There's a great supplement now in there, better than Athletic Greens, and Athletic Greens is excellent. This is even more high quality and incredible and less price for a bigger container. Be sure to check that out. It's all at the alexjonesstore.com. Take action now. And I'm seeing a good response, but quite frankly, with this giant audience, I want to see a huge one because I want to get the funds we need to move on to news. I don't want to sit here and belabor this because the enemy wants to distract me with all this to keep me from being on the air and doing the interviews and kicking their ass because they're scared because they know the truth's coming out. Well, don't you worry. I'll just redouble my efforts. And I love this crew and I want to keep them going. And the position we're in right now, they shut down InfoWars in 39 days. It'll be hard to even get most of the crew in there. And I want to continue on regardless. So I'm asking you to help me continue my mission and to fight on. TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates. InfoWars, you can still get the Vitamin Fusion, X2, X3. The InfoWars MD gummies are the highest quality, great for inflammation and more. Highest quality, lowest prices. InfoWars MD, the tincture, the gummies, nitric boost, it cleans out your blood. So amazing. Such great effects. Libido, stamina, energy. Nitric boost, InfoWarsStore.com. But InfoWars could be facing its end with a bad owner getting it, shutting it down. That's their plan. So I'm here trying to defend it while we try to move on just in case. And whatever happens with anything new, work with new folks, we'll obviously merge the two. But now's go hour, 30 years of work, building to a head. Look at the political developments. Look at the political climate. Look at the enemy being exposed on every front. Look at their crimes being exposed, their pedophilia, their open borders, their narcotics trafficking, their corruption, their money laundering, their New World Order, their World War III behavior. Everything they do is turning to crap, so they're making their move, which makes them even weaker because they're out in the open. But you've got to realize the seriousness of it and the urgency of it, and you've got to commit absolutely to the fight. I mean, there's like, I see in the news, without even looking, 10 mass stabbings a day in Germany, 5 or 6 in France, Allah Akbar, dozen stabbed, massive death, mass rape. The foreigners are like 80% of the rape, just foaming at the mouth, just running around murdering everybody. I mean, these governments are at total war with us. Criminals rake it in as violent crime soars in Sweden. Klaus Schwab champions the intelligent age despite concerns over censorship and surveillance. It's all there. And I need all the talk show hosts, all of them that I've had on, all of them that I've promoted, all of them that I've defended. Because they get me their next to promote the AlexJonesStore.com and most importantly, RealAlexJones.com. I need everybody to donate. And I need all the people I've defended and we've promoted and we push their films and their shows and we've defended them when they're under attack. And damn it, I know Tucker will defend me. He's great and gets it. He's amazing. But where are other people that claim they're free speech advocates when we're getting hit with the hardest free speech attacks of anybody? I want to see Jordan Peterson defend us. I want to see The Daily Wire defend us. Ben Shapiro. I want people to ask them if they are, because I don't even sit there and really attack them. They do some good overall, but they need to see action. I want to see all the other talk show hosts come to our aid and ask their audience to support us, because I sure as hell have supported them. I know people like Jack Posobiec's going to support. But I need all the other, you know, the Viva Fries I know will support, and the Robert Barnes will support. But, you know, I'm going to call Joe Rogan up and say, this is unprecedented, Joe. We're friends. We get dinner, hang out. Never asked for anything, because Joe's, you know, we're just friends 25 years or longer. But, you know, Joe, this is news. This is big. He's offended me some, but we need to resoundingly let the system know this is wrong what you're doing, and we're not buying it. Because he's trying to normalize more and more, and we kind of get used to being abused by him and used to them doing all this crap. I'm going to play a clip, because the same thing we fight here is happening all over the world. I want to play Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts. I want to get on the show, by the way. Dropping serious truth bombs about what we face with the WEF and the dystopian Great Reset, because this is a worldwide program coming against all of us. Here it is.
Instead of working together to push Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum plan based on United Nations policies, work together instead for our country. Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything. Homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need. If their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the Digital Identity Bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, you will own nothing and be happy, One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory globalist billionaires and their quisling bureaucrats, politicians and mouthpiece media. One Nation accepts the challenge to provide a better future for everyday Australians. We have one flag. We are one community, and we are one nation.
And they're now in court saying they own my name and own me as a slave. We'll be right back with hour number four.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route. But let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome,
but
Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge. And I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, it's hour number 4. We're going to cover the economy and big developments in the election coming up. But right now, I want to say something really important about what's happening to InfoWars and America and the rest of the world with the tyrants trying to take our liberties. The globalists say you'll own nothing can be happening. They'll have a universal ledger where all your money and holdings and properties put in one pool that they own. You just heard the senator in Australia talk about the exact same system they're trying here. They've said in federal and state court they want to own my name and put a receiver over me personally, even though the courts say you can't do that. It violates indentured servitude and the 13th Amendment. But even though we're waking up and fighting tyranny, people have gotten used to the tyranny. That's why Hillary says, hey, let's put people in jail for their speech. That's why Newsom said, we'll put you in jail for your political speech. Now, a court just overruled him. You have to fight back. That was the folks at Babylon Bee filing suit successfully. But it took money to do that. Now they got to fight it. The governor's appealing it. These are precedent-setting cases. So they get you used to them trying to kill Trump. Get you used to all the lawfare. You know it's there. You don't like them. But it just gets worse and worse and worse. We can't let them normalize trying to kill Julian Assange and harassing his wife with the CIA and his baby and all the stuff we talked about in the press conference 2 days ago. We have to get angry and focused and determined, and we have to defend and hold up the people that are on the front lines and with the tip of the spears like I've done. So I'm not mad at the other talk show host. I've gotten really good support, from, you know, some from Rogan, a lot from Carlson and others. People say what happened to me is wrong. I need the other talk show hosts, just like I've done for them, to tell their listeners, go support RealAlexJones.com. Make a donation for his legal defense for all of us so they can't set these precedents and so we stay on the air. It's not just this audience that needs to stand up, and you are, and I appreciate you. It's the other talk show host. I want people to contact all the talk shows and say, do you see what's happening? I'm going to shoot special reports that are quick and to the point after the show today that'll be up on Real Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. I need all of you to go get those off Real Alex Jones and to share them and to send them to everybody and say, you need to get on this. Again, Jordan Peterson for the last really year, oh my gosh, they're trying to make him go to a week-long continued education, re-education, because he said, you know, there's only men and women. Great, I'm glad he said that. But he's just being sent for re-education, which is terrible. But it's like, oh my God, he's the most censored guy ever. No, he's not. I am. Trump is. It's not about trying to keep score here, but I'm under their full assault. And if I saw this happen to somebody else, I'd have been talking about it for hours today. I talked to my lawyers last night, this morning. They sent me the rulings. I'll be showing it to you. I already showed you some of the documents. The Texas Supreme Court has said repeatedly, when Democrats have tried this before, saying they're going to put receivers over individuals and make them slaves, you can't do that to an individual. That's only companies. But we got to fight it. I showed you the articles where they say they own my name, Alex Jones, in federal court. Judge struck that down. They're still fighting it. I've got to fight it. If I don't fight it, they'll win. Look at this. Sandy Hook families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts, including the name Alex Jones, right here. And now they've introduced, that's Reuters, this document that's at Real Alex Jones, you can read for yourself, saying they want a receiver over me to control my life and everything I do and what I can do. And you're like, well, that's crazy. So it's struck down the courts over and over again. They don't care. They think I'm so demonized that they'll be able to get this done. But people don't know Adam Lanza killed those kids. They just know the internet questioned if it really happened. I covered it a few times. They make me the Sandy Hook guy, and then, oh, I deserve all of this. Then they didn't want to do a settlement. They didn't want money. They said, we want him off air. They want the standing to harass me. They bragged about it. But you can stop them by sharing the articles and videos. No matter what happens to me, keeping what I've said alive. Because things I say today will be more powerful a month from now because it's all coming true. Stuff I said 20 years ago is more powerful now. It's not just evergreen. It's ultra green. Evergreen stays pertinent. Ultra green, a term I invented, I coined, means it gets more powerful with time. This broadcast is ultra green, but I intend to keep going, but I can't do it without you. So whatever happens to InfoWars, I need you to capitalize what we're doing and our supporters and our backers at thealexjonesstore.com. I need you to go donate at thealexjonesstore.com. That's a donation basically buying the t-shirts or the new site, realalexjones.com for donations. RealAlexJones.com, RealAlexJones.com. Your action is absolutely critical now. Join the fight. Become Paul Revere. Take action now. RealAlexJones.com. I thank those who have donated. We'll be right back.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to shift gears to the economy, the port strike, the chaos is coming, global surveillance, CBDC, FEMA, what's happening with their response, being a lack of response to keep those key Republican areas shut down, letter from Matt Gaetz on the whistleblower, Biden telling Americans to help pay for the disaster, not even knowing there's a storm, why we don't have any money, what's up with the surge in jobs today, just like the last fake jobs they put out, the U.S. economy is sick, the end of the cheap burgers, what did the election mean for America's financial future, what's happening with gold and silver, big developments there with Dr. Kirk Elliott, and in 55 minutes, the great Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central takes over. InfoWars is facing its potential end. But they want to shut me down. And I just want to say this right now. We just got a $4,000 donation from Karma at realalexjones.com that put out a very powerful statement. So thank you, Karma. It's going to take stuff like that to break the enemy's back. And I want them to see massive support and to know that we're getting the top lawyers to defeat their attempt to literally put me in as a 13th Amendment indentured slave. That's the Supreme Court rulings, but this has been tried before. This is outrageous, but they're going to try it thinking that they control the courts. They don't, and regardless, I will never be under some slave master. I will never bow and pull their plow. I will never. In fact, I pledge everything I've got, my heart and soul, to fight even harder. And I want to thank all of you for keeping me in the fight. Thank you so much. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I know things are rough, but we're together on this, and God's on our side, and if God's with us, who can stand against us? So this is your time to be part of history, folks. RealAlexJones.com to make a donation, TheAlexJonesStore.com to get the T-shirts and everything and help our sponsors continue in the future, and Kirk Elliott, who's a great economist and also a great sponsor, supporting him is the best place to go, highest rated gold and silver company. Look it up, biggest silver broker in North America, probably in the world. And just excellent economist who's called everything that's happening now. You get your gold and silver there. And also, whatever happens, keeps us on air into the future, regardless of what I have to do. And quite frankly, this is the kind of crap where if I have to, I'll be transmitting from another location. But that's a long way down the road. But I will never shut up. I'm in prison. I'll be writing letters out of there. It's impossible. I can't back down. In fact, I got so much energy now. It's insane. Feel sorry for the crew. I'm like a Tasmanian devil right now. And you should be too, sharing the articles, the videos. And the big thing, even if you can't give $5 at realalexjones.com, I'm about to shoot videos that boil it all down with the documents, all of it. Some are already on Real Alex Jones. When these go up the next hour, I want you to hammer the living snot out of them and send it to all the other talk show hosts and say, this is a big story for everybody. What are you going to do? They're desperate. Dr. Kirk Elliott of Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, takes over now. And then Owen Schroyer in 51 minutes. Dr. Elliott. Yeah, Kirk, I think you've got your microphone muted. That's why I stayed on, just in case. Just unmute your mic, or we'll unmute your mic, or we'll get you reconnected here. Doc, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right, sir. It's great to be with you. And, you know, listening to what you're saying, this relentless attack against freedom, against your freedom of speech, against basically the ideals that the founding fathers envisioned for our country, it is insane. It's actually quite blasphemous. And so what I'd love to do today, before we get into all of the economic things that we have to talk about, because there is a lot going on with the port strike, with things happening on, boy, not just a loss of freedom for freedom of speech here in America, but biometric identification, people's accounts being shut down in parts of the world because they won't actually get their fingerprints done for their bank accounts. I mean, a lot to go over, but what I would love to start with here is I want to pray for all of the people hurt during the hurricane, where their lives have been dismantled, houses lost, things being uprooted, and there's no help, right? But with God, there always is help. He's always our lifeline. So I would love to start with a prayer, and then we're going to get into some economic stuff. So, dear Lord, we are thankful and blessed to be your kids, that you love us, that you care for us. And even in the midst of the storm, you bring peace, you bring protection, you bring provision. Those are what your names mean. And we call on you right now for everybody that's hurting, that's lost everything, where they seem that there is no hope. You are hope where there's no hope. So we just pray that you would come to the rescue of all of us that need you, financially, with relationships, with our houses, with provision, with protection for our jobs and everything. And for the freedom of this country, we just pray that the vision of the founding fathers and how we would have a country that's there for liberty, life, the pursuit of happiness, everything that this country is founded on, that it would not be diminished, that freedom would only grow and prosper and thrive. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we get into this, you know, everything that Alex has been talking about, everything that we're seeing now with the government basically mandates of, oh, we can't help people. We're out of money because we spent it elsewhere, right? It's like, it reminded me of a passage in Isaiah. You know, one of my PhDs is in theology, so I look into this stuff quite often, but Isaiah 5, 20 through 24 says this. It says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter secondary for sweet and Alejandro sweet Mayorkas for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe but deny justice to the innocent. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw, as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay and their flowers blown away like dust. What does that tell us? It tells us that something that was started for good, our country, when evil starts to permeate through it, right? And we start to lose our freedoms and the foundations around us are eroding. And you look around and those who call evil good and good evil, look at the P. Diddy stuff, right? It's like, this is insanity that's going on. Darkness for light and light for darkness. What's going to happen? Their roots will decay. This is where there's hope. We might not see it right now with storms and these gathering storm clouds, economically, politically, wars and rumors of wars, banks failing, this new, you know, initiative to really identify people biometrically to separate them from their bank accounts, which we're going to go over. Boy, seems like where's their hope? Where is their light in all this? Well, you know what? I think God's word is clear that woe to those who start to think like that, because their time is coming, their roots will decay, and light always casts out the darkness. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening here economically. So last week on this program, Alex and I were talking about the port strike and how devastating that would be to the economy, because every day that the ports are shut down is a $5 billion economic loss. Every day that the workers are on strike, it takes 1 week to recover from that. Right. And so you've got all these container ships sitting out anchoring. And how long is this going to last? Right. Here's the thing. They just came to an agreement, this morning, and basically the agreement says, all right, we're going to temporarily fix this thing. We're going to temporarily open up the ports to avoid a catastrophe. And in that agreement, within the next 6 years, the workers' wages are going to go up 61.5%. All right. This becomes basically, this is just temporary though, to give them time to come to an outcome where they have more time to think about what to do moving forward. So in January, they're going to meet again, right? Here's where I think in January, we're not going to have a good outcome. We're not going to have a temporary fix anymore. I don't think, because when you look at why the workers striked, it was two things. It was number one, they wanted higher wages. Number two, they wanted assurance that their jobs weren't going to be replaced by robots with automation, right? Because a lot of the ports around the globe are completely automated. You don't need workers, right? When the robots are doing it. Well, Alex and I have talked about for the last year how artificial intelligence and ChatGPT and the automation and everything that we're seeing is going to replace jobs. I mean, the estimates are that over the next 5 years, 50% of jobs could go away. In Europe, more than 67%, like two-thirds. It's like, okay, this is a lot of jobs that are going away. What happens when workers don't have jobs? There's no sales tax revenue. There's no property tax revenue. There's no income tax revenue. Government revenue streams dry up and they start to take draconian measures like austerity measures. You know, it's like, okay, we're going to delay your retirement. We're going to reduce your benefits. We're just going to cut Social Security. We're going to cut your Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children programs, whatever they might be, right? And we're just going to cut them, or basically diminish your benefit or extend the time when you can actually receive them to try to save money because the government's running out, right? So this is the problem that we have moving forward is automation is actually going to reduce government income streams where we hear the opposite. We hear, oh, these companies are going to be so productive. They're not going to have to pay all these employees and there's going to be more corporate profits and everything else. Which people champion those kind of ideas of productivity. But when workers aren't working, it becomes a problem. And now there's going to be chaos moving forward. Now, they temporarily avoided chaos right now because they came up with a temporary agreement. But I think come January, this one thing, the people who own the ports are not going to basically come to an agreement with the unions, with the International Longshoremen's Association and other, you know, Teamsters and so forth that says, yeah, we're not going to guarantee that people aren't going to be replaced by robots and automation, right? So I've got this video that I found from the port of Long Beach, you know, on the West Coast, not on the East Coast. But watch this. This is the real reason why the workers are striking. The wage increases, that's great, but they want to know moving forward that they're not going to lose their job. So let's watch this video. I think it's very eye-opening of why they are wanting to strike moving forward. Do we have that video? If we don't, I'll just keep talking about it. So in this video, if we can actually show it, it's a guy, he's a longshoreman in Long Beach, and he's basically just saying, look, everything here is automated. Look, these machines, they're moving the containers off the ships. They don't have people working. So let's watch this video.
I'll tell you right now, I'm a longshoreman for LA Long Beach, and ILA is fighting against this right here. I'll tell you right now, see that? There's nobody there. Automation, I work at an automated dock. It's no joke. They're losing thousands of jobs. So you got all these machines. Look at all these machines right here. There's no people. They ain't paying no taxes. They ain't paying no money. This is what ILA is fighting about. This all used to be filled with top handlers, UTR drivers, clerks, all this yard. Look how big this yard is. And there ain't hardly any people on this thing. This is what they're fighting about. I work at an automated dock right here, Port of LA, Long Beach. Keep fighting, brothers. Keep fighting.
This is why the workers are going to strike come again January, because I don't think that the owners and the people running these ports are going to say, yeah, we're not going with automation. It's going to save them so much money, right? So you got all these people that are not going to be able to work. That is going to bring chaos. That is going to bring upheaval when you have all these people losing their jobs. Now, what is that transition going to look like? Well, it's going to look like what we've seen over the last few days of containers not coming in. And what are some of the containers that aren't coming in, right, when this happens? We were fortunate that they came to a temporary agreement, because if they didn't, where were fresh produce like bananas, pineapples, things coming from the Caribbean, a lot of fish, right? They're not going to have any place to come in. What about oil from the Middle East, which is still, we're not oil independent here in America, right? So all those big shipping container ships, they're not going to have a place to port. What about all the oil in the Gulf? I mean, we were on the verge of an oil gas crisis at the pumps, just like we saw in the late 70s, where there's very little supply and there's tons of demand. When you have that, prices go up. Do you think that this is an interesting thing that when Kamala first started running for president, she had the talking points of all these evil corporate price gougers, right? We're gonna stop that because it's all this corporate greed and they're hurting America, right? So then she started talking about abortion rights and other things for a while, and we stopped that rhetoric of price controls, right? Well, now last week she started saying the same thing again. Price controls, it's one of the tenets of our you know, platform, and we're going to stop these evil corporate greedy monsters from taking it to the U.S. citizens. Well, this is communist Marxist philosophy at the core. And whenever you have price controls, it's going to cause the prices to go up, because the root cause of the price increases is not price gouging, in my opinion. It's because the cost of labor, the cost of wholesale producers, because of inflation at the producer level, at the wholesale level, at the manufacturing level, those prices are going up. So of course retailers have to charge more, or their margins are going to be squeezed and they'll ultimately go out of business. If they go out of business, there's no supply and prices go up. This is economics 101, right? And so when you have those kind of policies, it's going to be devastating to the economy. I'm talking devastating. And so we have until January for these workers to try to figure it out on the strike. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And, you know, Alex and I have talked about over the last year some really big issues, you know, and this one is actually one of the, you know, probably three or four biggest issues facing our economy. Number one was when Silicon Valley Bank went down, right? When Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, First Republic, and it basically exposed the undercapitalization of banks. That was a huge story in 2023. That led to the exposure of the FDIC being underfunded and only having 1.17% of all deposits in America covered. Alex and I covered that over a few different shows. I mean, that's big. When our deposits should be the safest thing that we have, when they only have 1.17% of all our deposits covered, that was a huge story. I think the next big story was when the BRICS nations on January 1st basically acquired or admitted into membership into the BRICS nations, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Ethiopia and Iran, basically most of OPEC, right? And to do what? Dismantle the petrodollar, right? They wanted to basically start trading in their own currency, not the U.S. dollar. So now there's no built-in demand for our currency, which means every stimulus that we have, every time we have to raise the debt ceiling, every time we have to print any money, there's no tangible backing. There's no, you know, we got rid of the gold standard a long time ago, and then we went to an oil-backed standard. Now we have nothing. Nothing. So when we print without discretion and no demand for our currency globally, the inflationary pressures are going to persist. So it's like, you've got this kind of stuff going. And this is why this strike is so big to me, because it's going to increase the inflationary pressures, right? When you have nothing on the store shelves, very little supply and high demand, prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up a lot. So now you have Kamala talking about, well, we're got to talk about price gouging again. Seriously? She knew what was going to happen here, and they know the implications of their policies. And so you have to try to win based on their rhetoric of lies, right? And this is where we are. So now, moving forward, I don't think that January is going to be a good outcome. I think we're still going to have a strike, because I don't think they're going to come to an agreement, right? So now, let's look at the increase of global surveillance on our bank accounts, because we've talked a lot on this show about central bank digital currency and basically the unified ledger that Alex just kind of led with a little bit, and how dangerous that is, because we transfer ownership of our own assets, our checking accounts, savings accounts, brokerage accounts, anything that we have with a title like our house, right, into a unified ledger that they can change ownership with a flip of a switch. And it's like, this is really bad. It's like, if that happens, well, now this makes our digital social profile and our social credit score very important, right? This is why they want to look at that, because your ideology is going to separate you from your money, right? And they've said this, World Economic Forum, Dr. Pippa Malmgren, Klaus Schwab. It's like, programmable money means they can change ownership if they don't like you. You know, you can look at all of their decrees, all of their minutes, everything that they've said. This is what they want to do. So what happened in Kuwait just this morning, right? The news came out that Kuwait is shutting down accounts for those not registering their biometrics with the government, right? I mean, this is big, right? So what are they going to do? They're halting services for unregistered fingerprint biometrics. So there's nearly 1 million people are at risk of being cut off. Already, 60,000 people are basically without a bank account, right? So what did they decide to do? So October 31st, all bank cards will be blocked, and a full account freeze will be enforced by December 1st. The Times Kuwait reports. So travel rights are not going to be impacted, right? But what is going to be impacted? It's not just your bank accounts. It's your brokerage accounts. It's your investments. And they're saying you can actually access your money if you get biometric fingerprint approved to access it. And it's like, oh my goodness. So where is our privacy? There isn't any with that. Right. This is the ultimate control of people. If you want to control somebody, you separate them from their money. Correct. I mean, if they can say you can buy or sell and you don't comply, well, then you are going to lose your freedom and your ability to access your money. This is what this is all about. Nobody in their right mind, though, would give up that freedom unless there were a crisis. It was so bad that they said, okay, fix it. We'll give up whatever. We'll give up all of our rights. We'll give up all of our freedoms. We'll give you our fingerprints so we can access our money. Sure. Well, by doing that, it's the biggest catch-22 ever, right? Because people will lose their freedom, their ability to buy or sell if your ideology doesn't match up. So we're about to break here. So in this, though, we're going to talk a lot in the next upcoming segment about Hurricane FEMA government spending, what's up with the economy, what's happening with precious metals. But in the meantime, make sure that you donate to help Alex at realalexjones.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, etc., on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, everybody. And what I want to talk about in this next segment is FEMA, how they're out of money, why they're out of money, what's up with the bogus job numbers that came out today, right? And then kind of what we can do about it moving forward. So So this hurricane was awful, right? I don't think it was natural, right? I mean, you don't have something that big that's impacted so many people all the way up into places that don't normally get a hurricane, right? We've seen Alex has been covering this, and it's been phenomenal to watch and heartbreaking to see, you know, how people or lives have been, are there an upheaval, right? And so I want to share a couple of videos here as I'm going to try to connect a few dots for you, which is going to be kind of heart-wrenching to see, hear about, and the lack of support from a government who's supposed to help people, and they're simply not. So let's watch this first video about FEMA only giving $750 to those that are in need.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
How generous, $750, when people's houses are gone, their cars are gone, they're stranded in the middle of fields using like mirrors to try to get helicopters to come and help them. It's like $750. It's like, really? And it's like, this is meaningless to me when we look at what they're spending all this other money on. So let's watch this next video. It's like, whoa, maybe they can only give $750 because FEMA is broke, according to Mayorkas. So there's a couple minutes in this video that I want to show, and it's going to be a little bit eye-opening as well for all of us.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration spent over $1 billion from a FEMA program on services for migrants. Attorney General of the great state of Florida, Ashley Moody, joins me now. AG Moody, why does the Biden-Harris administration always seem to help American taxpayers last?
Good morning, Todd. Yeah, everyone should be waking up this morning outraged by that comment. This is not something that has just happened recently, and Florida's been warning about this since this administration took over. Mayorkas has come in like a virus and infected these, what need to be healthy, strong, fundamental programs to ensure the stability and safety of Americans in times of disaster. So you heard, they have taken the FEMA Emergency Food and Shelter Program and over time siphoned off hundreds of millions of dollars into basically making it an illegal immigrant resettlement program. And so when you see these states and cities around the nation declaring emergencies, even blue states, because of what this administration has done, encouraging more and more and more, developing programs to encourage more and more and more people to come here, the government, Biden and Harris, are having to fund that on the backs of the American people. And now, right now, when Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, all of these states are hurting because of this truly natural disaster, not a Biden-Harris-made disaster, they're saying we need more money. And of course they need more money because they've been laundering it from the true intended purpose of this fund that Congress set forth. Laws be damned.
Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And so Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, actually sent a letter to the Honorable Alejandro Mayorkas, right, Secretary of Homeland Security, where he basically said, okay, there's whistleblowers at FEMA who are saying how they're misappropriated funds and they're not being used for what they're supposed to do. They're going to fund illegals. They're going to do other things. And so now, in the midst of all of this, we heard Mayorkas, oh, there's more hurricanes coming. We're out of money. It's like, you shouldn't be out of money near the beginning of the hurricane season, for crying out loud, right? So why are they? Right. Why are they out of money? And so we're not going to watch this video, but a lot of you have already seen it. Biden sitting behind his desk and he's telling Americans that, oh, you've got to help pay for this disaster. right? And so there he is. It's like, what do you mean? We already helped pay for the disaster. Look at all of our tax dollars that are being spent. It's like, oh, our tax dollars, they're not being spent for what we're supposed to be spent on, right? Because we've got other things internationally that are more important than American citizens that don't have a house. The jobs are disrupted where their livestock is being killed by the floodwaters and their crops are being, I mean, it's mind numbing to think about. So why don't we have any money? So let's look at, this is just so far this year. Okay. So far this year, let's see, there's 24.4 billion dollars has gone to Ukraine. 24.4 billion gone to Ukraine. 11.3 billion dollars has gone to Israel. $1.95 billion has gone to Ethiopia, $1.6 billion to Jordan, $1.4 to Egypt, $1.1 to Afghanistan, $1.1 billion to Somalia, $1 billion to Yemen, $987 million to Congo, $896 million to Syria, $9,000 per illegal immigrant that has entered the United States. But yet, the Biden-Harris administration is so generous. They're going to give our own people $750 when their lives have been disrupted. That's absolutely disgusting. Right. I mean, this is why FEMA doesn't have money, because she's right. You know, the attorney general in Florida is right. It's like, this is actually, they're using it like money laundering. Pulling money out of that fund to fund illegal immigrants and all kinds of other things. But domestically, from our own government, we're giving away tens of billions of dollars every single year for everything under the sun, with Ukraine, with Israel, Ethiopia, Jordan, Egypt, Afghanistan, Somalia, Yemen. And yet we can't take care of our own people. Right? So this is absolutely saddening. It's gut-wrenching. And I think Biden is right in his statement. It's like, Americans, you need to help these people. And we do. We do need to help these people. It's a Christian thing to do, right? Help those in need. Take care of widows and orphans. You know, it's never up to the government to help with benevolent causes. It's up to the church. It's up to us individually to do that. But when we don't, it's like, okay, well, then the government steps in because they're filling a void, right? But it's like, wait. People are trying to help, but they're being disallowed. Their drones can't fly over places that have been, you know, impacted, and pilots can't bring their helicopters in to help rescue people. Why? People are trying to help. Biden tells us we all got to help. It's like, oh, he's not telling us to help with, you know, our blood, sweat, and, you know, just getting out there and getting dirty and getting the job done. He's saying you just got to pay more money. That's what he's saying, because the government's out of money because we're giving it to everybody under the sun. And we need you to step it up. And here's what's going to come next. Higher taxes, right, to pay for all of this stuff. And so the problem is higher taxes in a time when the economy is in upheaval is not a good mixture, right? You can raise taxes when people have a lot of discretionary income. They're fat and happy. Their wallets are thick. Because it's like, even if taxes go up, they're still going to have money to spend. But in America, we're in debt up to our eyeballs. Most of America is living paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth. So if you raise taxes, if you raise prices because of the inflationary pressures, there's just not enough money left at the end of the month. This is where they're lowering rates. 50 basis points is not going to help, right? They're going to say, oh, this is going to stimulate the economy. It's going to encourage borrowing. It's like, no, it's not going to have the impact that you think, because people have no money left. I don't care if interest rates go to zero. It's not going to help that much because people don't have the excess. So it's like, but wait a second. We just heard from the Biden administration this morning that there was a surge in jobs. You know, the job numbers are coming out, and this is amazing. It was much higher than expected. We see this every single month where you always have something that's higher than expected, and then they revise it 30 days later when nobody's paying attention. It's like, oh, yeah, we lied about those numbers. Here's the real numbers. And we've lost like a million jobs this year. We haven't gained. We've lost like a million jobs. But what is the stunning jobs report from today telling us? There is a record surge in what? Government workers. Okay. That to me isn't real productive working, right? Because that's not like government workers are paid for with taxpayer dollars, right? It's not like private sector workers who get jobs at restaurants and grocery stores and everywhere else because they're making money because people are spending money. Well, yeah, the government can hire as many people as they want when they tax people out of their mind or when they print money like there's no discretion. So this was a record surge in government workers, right? So they're fudging the numbers again. You know, they fudged the numbers before when they say, okay, we're creating a ton of jobs and they were just multiple part-time jobs while full-time jobs were being lost. See, they're really good at fudging the numbers. Really good. And I don't even know why people believe it anymore, but the economy is truly sick. This economy is sick. So revisions in previously reported data, they're constantly revised downward 30 days later when nobody's listening, right? So 16 of the last 19 jobs reports have been revised downward. Not even in 2008. During the big financial crisis, did we see so many downward jobs revisions as we're seeing now, right? So markets currently expect that the U.S. economy added 148,000 jobs in September. No, really, they lost jobs because the revision comes out and it says that we're losing jobs. So these numbers are problematic and nobody should believe them when we're seeing the inflationary pressures and we're seeing, you know, the storefronts. And downtown Denver, where I live, like one out of every three has for lease. There's nobody in there. There's nobody spending any money. And so then I saw this article yesterday about the end of the cheap burger, right? So McDonald's and other fast food chains, you know, they're dangling out these deals, but meat eaters better prepare for a new, more expensive era of our favorite food, right? Because the price of beef is going up. The price of everything is going up because of inflationary pressures. I mean, you look at the average price right now of a fast food restaurant burger is $8.41. That's up 16% from 5 years ago. And so we're looking at this. It's like, wait a second. This is where if you don't want to go to a fancy restaurant, you just want to just try to get something real cheap, you know, like your value meals and whatever else. Those things, I believe, are going to be a thing of the past with the inflationary pressures that we're seeing. Why do we have inflationary pressures? Again, because we've lost our petrodollar status. We are forced to print our way out of everything. That is inflation. When you have an increase in the money supply, it takes more of that currency to buy anything than because you're devaluing it. The more you print, the more you devalue it. It's just worth less. There's too much supply out there. And there's not enough demand for it. So that's why inflation to me is nothing more, nothing less than simply an increased money supply. And that's what we've got. That's why prices go up, is because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow because of our bad monetary fiscal policy that we're seeing in this country and the rest of the world looking at that and saying the United States doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to do the right thing. To jack up interest rates into the mid-teens to 20%, to slow down this inflation train. Therefore, they're going to continue to print money to try to avoid the R word, recession, during an election year. And so this election year that's coming up, what does that mean for our financial future? This is a really big election, right? Because if, and I don't believe this is going to happen, but if Kamala wins the White House, what do we got? We're going to have Medicare and Social Security over the next 10 years, you know, basically be $36 trillion over a 10-year span. It's like, okay, that's a lot. Medicaid, Obamacare, and the safety net, $13 trillion. The national security budget, $15 trillion. Net interest on the debt, $13 trillion. put that one into perspective. Interest-only payments on our debt, the same amount as the Department of Defense and a national security for the entire country. It's like, what? Seriously? The same amount, literally? And so you look at this thing, and it's like, I don't even know how America can succeed financially and continue to be impactful in the global economy underneath a Harris Waltz presidency. Right? You look at all this spending and there's not going to be enough revenue to get through with it. So there's not going to be enough there. There's just is not. So we need to pray that we have, you know, a free and fair election. We need to pray that Trump gets in because his policies are so good. From an economic perspective, as I look at them, he's going back to what the founding fathers envisioned, which is simply, yeah, let's have excise taxes on foreign goods. Let's have tariffs on foreign goods coming in because it makes those goods more expensive. And people will say, well, that's stupid, Kirk. We get so much imports coming in and you're going to raise prices and you think that's a good idea? It's like, yep, because it's going to be short-lived. Because what are people going to do? They're going to say, these foreign goods are too expensive. Let's start buying American. When you buy American, remember that jobs always follow manufacturing. This is what makes America great again, right? So when jobs follow manufacturing and we're changing how we purchase from foreign goods to domestic goods, now there's going to be more people working. More people working, there's going to be more people spending. When more people spending, there's more government revenues. Yes, but there's more mom and pop businesses and corporate America who basically can hire more people because people are buying their stuff, right? So you know, there's this old saying. It's like, okay, if you know that a winter is coming, you better get a winter coat, right? Or else you're going to freeze to death. Well, here's where winter is coming for America. And what's our winter coat? I believe it's Donald Trump. He's our winter coat because his policies will, it'll take a while. It'll take a while for him to turn these things around because the enemy has stolen so much, right? And we are so far underwater. It's just going to take a while to even get back to zero. But once that does, I mean, you got to put the right policies in place to get Americans working, to lower taxes, to lower interest rates, to create jobs, to increase wages. And the way that these communist Marxist policies that we're hearing from Harris Waltz campaign are not it. That's truly not it. So what do we do, right? How do you navigate through this? Well, number one, be a giver, right? God's laws of success are the laws of the universe, right? And when you give with a grateful heart, watch out because the floodgates of heaven are going to be opened up so much that you won't have room enough to contain it all. Right? Okay, that's actually a really good return on investment. When you give, the floodgates of heaven will be opened up on you, right? I'm not just talking financially. I'm talking about with relationships and with peace and protection and everything else. Who knows what those benefits could heaven would be, but giving unlocks that, right? So now we have to be wise stewards with what we've been given. And in doing that, we just understand the trends, look at what causes certain things to go up, look at what causes certain things to go down. And general rule of thumb, get out of the things that are coming down and go into the things that are going up, right? Simple. And from different times in different places, that's going to be different things. Here's the thing. As an economist, as I look at these, there is no such thing as a bad investment. There's just bad timing for investments. Every investment that we have is going to grow or shrink because of policies coming out of DC, because of the tax policy, because of the monetary policy. How much money are we printing? What are we doing with administrative rulings, you know, with climate change and everything else? Is that creating jobs or shrinking jobs, right? How are we spending our money? See, most politicians look at the wrong side of the balance sheet. They'll say, what? We've got way too many expenses and we have way too little income. So therefore, let's raise taxes and try to generate more income. It's like that doesn't work when people are living hand to mouth, paycheck to paycheck. When you raise taxes at this time in history, it's going to reduce government revenue. But it's like, wait, We didn't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. America spends like drunken sailors, right? So you have to tackle the expense side, and you don't have to worry about the revenue side. The revenue is there, but they're focusing on the wrong thing. They're never going to take away the expenses because over 80% of everything on our budget actually goes out towards entitlements and mandatory payments. I mean, you look at what happened. It's the beginning of the new fiscal year, right? Right now, it's the beginning of the new fiscal year. In one day, literally one day, $275 billion of deficit was added in one day. It's like, oh my word, this is astronomical. So what does that mean? Well, 275 times what? Four, let's call it, is a trillion. So in 4 days, we could add more than $1 trillion to our national debt in 4 days. This number is astronomically sick and disgusting. And there's no way that Americans can survive this kind of economy that's basically drunken sailors. I mean, it's just bad. So the only way that you do that is to start getting people to buy American, create more jobs here, increase wages, lower the unemployment rate, just make America great again, ultimately have to lower interest rates, but they have to raise interest rates. I think that's coming in 2025. You know, don't listen to, oh yeah, we're going to have all kinds of series of rate reductions. We've heard that for like a year, that they were going to continually lower interest rates. And we finally got one after about a year because they know that they can't. You can't lower interest rates in times of inflation or else it's going to make inflation worse. So we'll probably get a few rate reductions, but then I think 2025, they will increase because they have to slow down this inflation train. This is going to be devastating for the economy. The reason they're lowering interest rates not right now is simply because it's an election year. And they want to try to pretend like they're stimulating the economy to avoid recession and the R word. Nobody wants to vote for somebody. Clinton said it really well. It's like, it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets, right? And they do. So what we've got moving forward is two things. Be a wise steward with what you have. Be in the right place at the right time. Be educated as to why you're doing what you're doing, because that will impact your peace of mind. And when you put your head down on the pillow at night, what'll happen? You'll sleep well. It'll impact your health. It'll impact all things greatly in a good way. So a couple of things that we can do to navigate through all the nasty stuff that we've talked about today. Number one is give. Great place to give. Help keep Alex on the air. RealAlexJones.com. Right? Go and donate. His voice is very, very important. Hugely important. Has been for decades. So let's keep him on the air. Go to RealAlexJones.com and donate. If you want help with your finances, gold and silver. I mean, what we look at what's happening. I didn't spend much time on it today, but you look at what's happening with gold and silver. Gold has had the best quarter in 8 years because of the rate reduction. Silver is growing even faster than gold. So when the foundations around us are eroding and you say, I don't know what to do, everything's falling apart. It's like, no, it's not. Gold and silver are doing quite well. Give our office a call, 720-605-3900, and say that Alex sent you, or simply go to kepm.com/gold. We'll walk you through it, help you strategize for success moving forward, given everything that we've talked about. You know what? It was great spending time with you today. And Owen's coming up next to take over, and he's got a lot of great information. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and good night's sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.